some reason. I don't know how that works.
Well, he thinks, because I think he said he thought the meeting was 4:30 Eastern, which would make it
5:30.
3:30 his time. It was
Right.
4:30 Eastern. He's now, but it was
5:30 Eastern.
5:30 his time, I think. I don't
Oh,
fucking
5:30
know.
his time.
Yeah, some. I don't know.
I thought he said 5:30 Eastern. I don't
I was pre.
know.
I was preoccupied.
Shit.
You know, I've been fucking.
You were in. You were in wardrobe.
And I've been dreading this all day. And then in the group text message today, there was a, oh, the hat has arrived. I was like, what fucking
Not
hat?
this hat.
Nope. It's
Which
not a
one's
hat.
worse right now?
I would gladly put my Mets hat on in a heartbeat. I look like I went to
Can't wait to see this.
like try out for the Village People.
You probably would have made it too.
YHBK.
Fucking and the hat isn't fucking big enough for my head.
I'll
I'm
go out
not going
now.
on camera until the show actually officially starts. If you're jumping in now, you want to stay for this. I lost the challenge to KJG, and my punishment was I have to dress like Shawn Michaels every Monday in April. And Tony and Handsome Kevin were so kind to mail me all sorts of just ridiculous shit.
Do you have tape on your eye so it's like looking the other way or something?
No.
Do you have a mask with a pasted on frown because you lost your smile?
No, but I did shave today, so I had lost my smile. I have lost my smile length beard for HBK.
Oh, this is a clean shaven HB?
No, not clean shaven. I have the heel beard.
Okay. Well,
The
Shawn
heel
Michaels,
beard is
even as a
there.
baby face, had the heel beard.
Yeah. I couldn't go with my fucking, my ridiculously long gray beard.
He was a dick even as a baby face, so
Of course he was.
yeah.
So I'll I'll live up to the hype. I just don't know if I'm actually going to be able to do this show the whole time with some of these props.
Okay, that's fair. If you can get through, I feel like as long as the audience sees you for like a decent period of time, I feel like you've fulfilled your obligation.
Yeah, as soon as it's out there, there's gonna be it's gonna be out there
Because
forever.
you are the captain of the ship. We need a captain without, heart-shaped sunglasses on. We
My
need
eyes start to bother me. I'm taking them off.
that. You
Oh
need the
God! Well,
captain of the
Tony
ship.
is in. Where's Tony? Tony's in Clearwater.
Puerto Rico.
No, he's in Florida. He's in about yeah,
Oh.
Clearwater, Puerto Rico.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan has his restaurant in Puerto
Oh
Rico.
my! How
That's
many?
Jose Hogan to you.
I'm in two separate group chats with him. I'm on one on Facebook for Fortnite and one for the Wizards. And he sent the same menu, but like on two completely separate days, which leads me to the belief he has been going. He's either like he has to walk past Hogan's Beach Shop, or he's like there every fucking day.
Is there like an apartment above Hogan's Beach Shop where Tony's just like staying with
And then
Margo?
he's like, he ghoulishly took a picture of Jimmy Hart,
A
where
stalker.
you can only see the top of his head because there's like a gong in front of his face.
Hey,
This
what the
idiot played fucking $75 for fucking karaoke tonight at Hogan's Hangout. You have to
He
pay to
paid?
go.
You have to pay to do karaoke?
Of course you fucking do.
It is a
Yeah,
tourist trap.
free don't work for him, brother.
Well, the brothers, I'm there, dude.
That doesn't work for me.
Let's see what
I hope he sings another Hulkster in heaven.
Oh, you wish they had that. Let's see if
Yo,
the
what if
Hulkster.
he what if what if he sang "Be a Man" by Macho Man? What if he did "Be a Man," Hulk?
Hold on. We got I got the promo for tonight. Fuck.
Fool's Day. We don't joke around at Hogan's Hangout. There's only two teams, You're either on the team, like Hulkamania, and you're gonna live forever, or you're not on the team. I'd like to thank everybody for coming to Hogan's Hangout every Monday night that's on the team. Hogan's Hangout, main event karaoke 8 p.m. until 11. You know, it's kind of crazy tonight because we're giving away title belts to the best male singer, title belts to the best female, plus we're going to have a hangout champion. Week after week, we got a new hangout champion. It's off the chain tonight. Everybody's going to be at Hogan's. Main event karaoke. You know something? This is WrestleMania week. Don't be surprised if we got a bunch of wrestlers coming in there trying to sing and steal our belts. So what you gonna do when main event karaoke at Hogan's Hangout at 8 p.m. runs wild all over you?
Oh, boy. So,
yo, bro, what happened to dude's promo skills?
So, I got now, see, I got to know. He paid for this at 4 o'clock. Does that mean he has to fucking sit there till 8 o'clock? Is he at Hogan's Hangout for 7 hours?
Yeah, he's got to be on some sort of list or have some sort of wristband or something, you would think, right?
Yeah.
I'm surprised he hasn't called in yet, to be honest with you.
Yo, he... can Margie... you think she could film it and send it to us?
I told Tony to use our Instagram Live for it, but he didn't respond. But he ignores everything I suggest. Like last week when I suggested, for those of you who we had Ron Bass Jr. on last week, and I suggested that Magenta do the interview thinking it was Ron Bass. And then he didn't even fucking show up.
Yeah, that was weird.
All right, well, Handsome Kevin's running late. Tony's, as Scott George would say, hanging out with racist Hogan. we got Brundo on third mic now. You're third mic. When Handsome Kevin shows up, he's fourth mic now. Kevin's back from his soiree.
That's right, a little soiree action.
It's the biggest week in professional wrestling. We got Supercard of Honor. We got Stand and Deliver. We got WrestleMania, nights 1 and 2. And I'm going to hit you guys with a curveball. I'm kind of excited for WrestleMania.
What? Say what?
Can't tell you the last time that was a thing. All right, now I have to figure out how to play this.
I'm with you on that.
Stupid intro video.
Oh, hey, Matt.
Hey, Kevin.
I wait till the main show because I want to say happy birthday to my dad on the main show, even though I just did it right now.
All right. Well, give me a second to get this intro going here. What do I have to do? See, this is. Let's see here. We got. What are we going? We're going with these people tonight.
Oh no.
Let's see back over here. This is not easy with whatever I got going on in my face here.
One of these videos is my wife's favorite. You can guess which one.
The Russian girls.
That's why I married her.
That's right. Attaboy. I'll catch your coverage on that one there.
Oh yeah.
All right, we got Kate's Corner tonight. We got the Road to WrestleMania. We're gonna have a lot of fun. Brendan's on. Third mic, HK's running late, KGG's back, I'm dressed like an asshole, and it's all here next, episode 683 of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Hold on now.
Hey now.
What the fuck am I doing here? Here we go.
I think he's all discombobulated because of the gear.
He can't see.
I can see just fine.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network. Broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
Wrestling Podcast, man.
Oh, yeah. Let me see if I did this right. What if I do this?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's still playing. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Matt, there's a lot of people waiting for this reveal.
Well, you know what? They're going to have to wait because we are back. It's Monday night. If you're joining us live, we appreciate the support. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. You're taking us with you wherever you go. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, TuneIn, whatever weird third party listening thing you, I don't know. There's, if you put Shining, I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you put Shining Wizards into Google, we're all over the place. We're on platforms I didn't even know existed.
Yeah. There's like all sorts of weird, like pirated, like
Napster.
Stream us.
Yeah, I love it. It's fantastic. It's the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Matt.
Brendan.
KJG. Boom.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks. The drive. While I've got the mood, that really move. I said chill, up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy.
Oh yeah, boy. Eat your heart out, girls.
I make them hot.
Holy shit.
Now, look, I had nothing to do with this, all right? Nothing at all. My only complaint about this is this fucking T-shirt. They couldn't get me an HBK T-shirt. Look at this thing.
Stand up. Oh, yeah, do that.
What? Yeah. What is this? With the period at the end is bothering me.
Yeah, it's not a sentence, really.
Yeah.
Team Sean.
It's a fragment.
Here comes one of the fucking wizards that set me up with this bullshit.
Come on, Matt. Isn't let's be honest. Take yourself out of the moment. Is this not a great punishment?
It's great because I am embracing it. I don't know how I'm going to do anything with these gloves on, though.
Oh, Matt.
Now, handsome Kevin.
Sexy Matt. Sexy Matt.
You guys couldn't get me a fucking HBK shirt? What is this?
Your Team Sean.
Instead of
what's
Team
with
Brett.
The period?
Period. That's it. Team Sean. Period.
It's red.
Yeah, all right.
It fucking looks great, man. I got half a chub over here.
The hat is
I got
small.
The other hat for you.
I can't. If I turn around, I look ridiculous.
Turn like, it around.
Can I see the front? Is that the one with the chain on it? Oh, there's no chain on it?
Now I see the Village People.
Yeah. Now you're Blacktop Bully.
Yeah, it's like, it's not cool. I got to turn it around. Now I look like I definitely didn't, you know, the Village People were like, we'll call you tomorrow.
had a couple very famous music videos in the 80s that got arrested in a bathroom.
He looked like the cabbie for the Village People is what he looked like.
Wow. Also, these fucking earrings, man. These earrings hurt. Holy shit.
Well, it wouldn't be a punishment without pain, right?
I don't know. I fucking, like, you know, I just, the shit was showing up, and my wife's like, what the fuck? I'm like, I didn't order any of this. Like, this is not, I'm not spending my own money. Like, this is not me. Fuck you, Tony, what a knob. You fucking showed up for Hogan's Beach bullshit fucking 4 hours early, you piece of shit.
That should have been part of the punishment, though. You should have, like, told your wife. That, yes, I ordered all of this.
Oh, that would have been a layered punishment. Yeah, like, that would be great.
Oh,
you don't
no.
know how long I've been searching for these earrings?
I could not be happier.
So I just put all the shit on my desk because I'm like, I'll deal with this right before the show. And then I got to the mailbox and there's like a fucking box shoved in the mailbox and it's addressed to me. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it's this fucking hat. And it's like a fucking, I don't know if it's vintage. I don't know what it is. I'm going to take a
it's
dump
not.
In it May 8th or whenever the fuck we're done with this. Put it on fucking Instagram.
No, I'll save that for the Patreon.
So then I open it up and I'm like, oh, okay, like it's a hat, it's an HBK hat. And then I gotta put it on and I'm like, this is like a little tiny hat. I feel like a fucking umpire at a baseball game in 1920.
Steer-ick.
So then I take the gloves out, I take the sunglasses on, I put the stupid shirt on. And then I'm like, okay, like I got these. I know they're fucking clip-on earrings. I open the fuck. Everything falls all over. There's a billion fucking fake earrings.
We wanted you to have options.
I said, there's one with like a magnet. I can't get the bag open because I got these stupid fucking gloves on. Now I got them clipped in though. I got two sets. I don't know if you could tell.
Oh yeah, they look great.
I'll make myself big so the people can see. I can't hear you guys. I got one a dangly here.
Got a big old dangly.
And I got another one. I don't know what it is. I think maybe it's just a circle. And then over here is I got a feather, I think.
Yep.
You know
yep.
who'd be really proud of you, Matt? Can you hear that? No. Luke Gallows would be very proud of you right now.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. The feather earring.
He loves a good dangle.
And I now and handsome Kevin, KJG and Brundo couldn't answer this before. This is the same outfit every week, or should I expect more garbage to show up at my house?
Same thing every week.
Okay, well at least I know what I signed up for.
you could change the earrings up if you want.
Oh yeah, no, there's a ton right on the vanity. I could get so many. I could put one in my nose. I could do a whole bunch.
No, just in the ears.
It's HBK. And I also just to show you how much I'm committed to this prank. I don't know if you noticed. I shaved, so I have like lost my smile, Shawn Michaels beard growth here. Like I can't shave completely. My wife would fucking kill me if I shaved my face for a bit on the podcast. But I have like I lost my smile. You know, next I can't even tell you what I'm doing. I'm working on next week already.
I love it.
Did you shave yourself, Matt?
Of course I did. Who else is going to shave me?
That's pretty impressive. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm going to have Rhiannon write her own words to Sexy Boy.
Yes.
And then we're going to record it for next week.
Oh, I love it. Fucking
how do you
love
like
it.
That?
Are now, you gonna...
Okay, go ahead.
As I said, let me ask you this, Double T. You're a tatted guy, right?
Yeah.
So one of the things that we did think about was getting you the arm tattoo, like a press-on arm tattoo. But it
wouldn't work. My arms are covered.
You're covered. Yeah, I told Tony that. He wasn't sure.
Yeah. I have sleeves on both my arms.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
What if we get it shrunk down and put it under his eye like a tear?
They have to take the sunglasses off.
Right. That wouldn't work.
Yeah, he never killed anybody.
You could do like a half hour. Half hour on, half hour off.
I think I'm better with the glasses on, to be honest. My fucking
I'm not gonna lie, Matt. You look great.
I should have just grabbed an old Mexican guy off the street to be Jose Lothario. Just stand behind me.
Oh, there you go. That's where we jump the shark.
Why? They're all fucking. They're all across the street playing soccer. I could have grabbed one of them.
It's not me. Remember, it's not me this week.
Good point. I could have just been like, here's fucking $20. Just stand behind me for 2 hours. Do fucking nothing. Be useless.
Jose Lothario, rocket sock? Come on, man.
Super sock.
Oh, what did I call him?
Call him Rocket Sock.
Yeah, you don't remember the great tag team of Dwayne the Rock Johnson and Jose Lothario?
Yeah, Rocket Sock. I got you.
The gloves are pretty cool.
Yeah, they're not bad, man. They're not bad.
No, so here I am, Uncle Mo. Wait, so this is not a vintage? What is this, like a replica?
Yeah. Yep.
So someone just made
it. WWE shop.
Oh, really? It's definitely not one size fits all, buddy.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
HK, can I ask?
It doesn't fucking fit my head. It's not one size fits all.
It says one size fits all. Sorry, fat head.
Did you? I don't have a fat head. That's the problem. Did you buy a kid's hat for me? And it didn't come from WWEshop.com.
Oh, yeah, it did.
No, it didn't.
No. Ooh. I had that hat as a kid.
It came from some dude named Joshua.
Oh, you got the one from Josh. Okay. All right. You got the one from Josh. Didn't realize it. He went Josh with it. I thought he went WWE shop.
WWE I don't know. You two fucking chodes should communicate, you fucking assholes.
We did. Look at you. You look beautiful. Chode.
Do I look beautiful?
I think you do.
I feel like because I'm Shawn Michaels, I should be an extra prick to everybody. And then like 5 minutes before we go off the air, be like, I found Jesus. Everything's going to be okay. Yeah. You know, I could fucking abuse the Mexicans across the street. I could punch mommy in the face. Like, what else? Who else wants? Come on, it's WrestleMania week. Which one of our favorite independent wrestling stars is a fucking pedophile? Come on. Let's go. Let's Rude Boy Riley this week. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Sunny days ahead for Shoddy Wizard Matt.
Like, I'm going to, like, you know, when Kate comes on, I'm going to abuse her. I'm going to see if we can get her to take them hitters out.
I think somebody's going to have to.
I'm getting a job on Fightful tonight. Let's go, Sean Ross Sapp. You want HB double T. Thank you, Jesus.
HB double T is my favorite incarnation. Yeah,
that's pretty good. That's got to be a t-shirt at some point.
I changed my name. Yeah. Hold on. Let me see. How do I change this? In the middle of the show, I'm just going to get mad and quit. Drive down to Kevin's house, just fucking punch him and leave. No explanation. Drive over to Brundon's, throw a bag of shit on his front steps. I heard my fucking shout out on Year of Duke and Rogue today. I got something for you too, handsome Kevin.
Good.
KJG, don't let this motherfucker below you besmirch the good name of Jim Powers.
Oh, here we go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I never did.
Yes, you did.
I did.
That's a bucket list guest for me right there, pal.
Never did besmirched him at all.
Matt, give me his exact quote about Jim Powers.
Oh, I don't know what his exact quote.
Paraphrase, if you will.
Jim Powers didn't get a video. Who the fuck cares about Jim Powers? Every episode of Superstars is people like Jim Powers getting beat by Big Boss Man.
All right, so here's what you don't know is that clearly you didn't watch any one of the syndicated shows, because sometimes even as a job guy, Jim Powers still had music and still ran down to the ring with his Young Stallions gear on. So
he very, very, very loosely paraphrased that with some of his own spin. So
hey, listen, he's HB double T.
I was fucking busy this afternoon banging chicks and taking pills, buddy. I was with my brother, Big Donk T. We're talking about how he's going down to the beach shop, dude.
Why did you become a Hulkster?
That's where Double Donk is. See if he can get in the car with Nick, brother.
Double T, I love the way you sold for Big Hulk Donk D that one match at SummerSlam.
Fuck, he was just in it for himself. You know what? I don't like the Hulkster. Hope the place burns down tonight. How do you like them apples?
In the middle
with all
of
the wrestlers
song.
In it. Yeah, what are you going to sing, Tony?
The roof is on fire.
The roof. Here comes my hoe. What's up, KTG?
Merchandise.
I'm going to put my hands all over your merchandise. Because I'm a sexy boy. Sexy boy. I'm on lots of pills. Pills. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody needs a visit from submarines.
That's right.
Submarines.
How do submarines?
No, you know what? I want to go on a submarine ride now. I ain't doing this fucking show until I'm on a submarine.
Had a lot of sunny days over there, I guess. But
not now. She's in the clink. You have to roll her around in flour to find the wet spot.
You got a conjugal visit.
Where's, let's see, Kyle's fists? No. I gotta find Kate's corner, man. I can't see with these stupid glasses on.
Only one of your eyes would work
anyway. I got it. We are joined by the lovely, sexy, voluptuous Kate from Fightful. What's up, sexy?
Just like the dream, Matt. How are you? You look great.
What are you doing this weekend? You want to carry a mirror around? Follow me?
Good. Could be at the old WrestleMania. but thanks for offering Shawn Michaels.
Matt. You know what they call me? Mr. WrestleMania.
I do. I have heard that. I've heard that, well, sir. Thank
I'll get you. You a cheesesteak while we're in Philly. You know what I'm saying? Oh, good. Yeah.
Vegan next. I didn't know that was a Shawn Michaels thing. Didn't know. Didn't know.
Would you,
No. Whatever the answer is, nope.
I got a former tag team partner. He's down on his luck.
Oh, he's hand a stuff? Piece of
would
work.
Would you do, any hand stuff? Hand stuff?
No, I don't have fingerless gloves like you do, so I'm doing any hand stuff, but.
Oh, you know what? That's a great call, Kate.
Yeah. You I like the do sound they make when no I clap. Evidence. That's what's up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, that's sorry. Okay. I just don't know if you're Matt or if you're Shawn Michaels. That's how good
I'm. HB double T. Come on. HB double T.
I'm here for it.
Don't worry. At some point, I'll fall asleep. All these somas.
I don't remember Shawn Michaels with this like constant head knock thing. I don't know what it's the Night of the Roxbury thing.
It's the dangly earrings. They're
they're magnetic.
The motion is beautiful. Eat your heart out, girls.
All right, so we're joined with by Kate from Fightful. Kate, WrestleMania 40, Philadelphia.
Yep.
HB double T not on the card. What's up with that?
That I don't know. I'm shocked. I don't know if it's because of Stand and Deliver and all the booking you have to do in NXT, but I really thought it would have been like you and maybe Seth Rollins versus The Rock and Roman, but Cody just had to shoehorn his way in there by winning Royal Rumble, I guess. It's very upsetting.
I don't see nobody calls those guys Mr. WrestleMania.
It's true. That is cornered by HB double T.
God, you ever burp tequila in somas?
Sounds tiring.
I don't think I have, actually.
So HB double T wants to know, WrestleMania 40, Philadelphia. What is the sexy Kate from Fightful? What is she looking? Oh.
Doing the theme.
Give me a moon stem, Kate. Take it easy over there. HB double T will come for you. I'll quit in the middle of the show. I'll go right down to your house.
I know. I know you will. I know you will, pumpkin patch.
It's HB double T. No pumpkin patch.
Okay.
I don't know what else to show. I'm like, I just do this like the blue meat.
Do you have a drifty eye?
My hips hurt.
See. I can't see behind your sunglasses if you have a drifty eye.
1 week at a time. All
okay.
Right.
No, I get it. I get it.
Doing some eye exercises.
First you gotta leave, and then you find Jesus, and then you have a drifty eye. Whew. I get it.
I'm gonna do it all.
Skullet. You gotta have a skullet by the end of it. Or like a balding ponytail situation.
I was gonna go Dutch boy haircut.
That works too.
Like I'm gonna transform, I'm just gonna show up and look like the Dutch boy in the last week of April.
That works. That's HB double T for you, baby.
Oh, yeah. Give it to me, baby. I'll text you later.
Hey-o.
Anywho. Don't worry. Jesus and my wife will forgive me. It's fine. You kind of look like a Nitro girl, Kate. I'm just saying.
Both complimented and offended somehow?
No. We could role play. You could be Spice. I'll be HBK.
What?
We'll watch some Worldwide and, you know.
I'm good. I'm just going to have my own little Nitro party over here without you. It'll be great.
It's not who without who? HB double T? You can't have a party without HB double T. Who's bringing the drugs? Who's bringing the drugs to your party?
Well, for a Nitro party?
And I'll bring Marty Jannetty.
It's a nitrous party.
Hard pass. A nitrous party.
Why, he could kill anybody behind your house for free. Allegedly.
I'm good on the behind the house murders for now.
Down the block?
I'll move Down the
you
block?
Got a bowling alley nearby?
You know I do. We can just like ride up Route 22. That's what's up.
Gives a all whole right, new meaning to the word pinfall.
Kate from Fight for My Sexy Mama, what do you like about what are you liking for WrestleMania 40? We know what's on the top of the card. We know what's on the side of the link. What are you looking forward to? And it doesn't say Mr. WrestleMania, but me and old Vinnie Mac, we're going to talk about that when he's done getting sued. What are you looking forward to most WrestleMania 40, Kate?
I am actually very much looking forward to Io and Bailey. That's been like my favorite of the stories that we've gotten. And I think Becky and Rhea will be fantastic as well. It's been pretty well built. And I think the in-ring will be incredible. Like every time Rhea's in the ring, she shows out. And Becky, I think, is one of the best storytellers on the women's side. So I'm looking very forward to that. I'm also just loving this version of Drew McIntyre that we've been getting. So I'm very excited to see what happens with Seth and Drew, especially with Punk on commentary. I'm assuming that's just going to be setting up things for Drew and Punk down the line, since he has been an unbelievable CM Punk troll this entire run. But I think people underestimate like how great Seth Rollins is at being an in-ring storyteller, combined with how great this version of Drew has been. It's very layered, like it's heelish, but it's a relatable heel and very accessible. And with Drew's physicality, I just think there's a lot that you could do. I just don't want Damian Priest to cash in and win, sadly. Unfortunately, I don't want that at all. So I'm looking forward to that. I think there'll be some really fun, dumb shit in the tag ladder match as well. That I think will just be fun. I think they desperately need to split those titles up, and I don't really have a lot of love for like an extended Awesome Truth title reign, if that's where they're going. I hope that's one of those things where maybe they turn around and lose it on Raw the next night or something. But gotta say, from a story perspective, my favorite thing has been Bailey and Io and this damage control stuff.
And that's kind of where I want to go with this, because they did a great job on SmackDown. And, you know, we have, you know, WrestleMania Saturday, Sunday. We still have one more SmackDown to go, right? So how did you feel about Jade Cargill's introduction and all of a sudden now her insertion into this damage control? Because they did a great job with the Becky and Io like studio jumping thing before. Tremendous job. How do you feel about Jade Cargill's insertion into this now as, I guess, more backup, even though Bailey may not know? Like, how do you see that playing out?
Well, so I'm excited for the trios match, and I think it's good because you needed to get Jade and Bianca and Naomi all on there desperately. Like, you kind of have been waffling with Naomi's return. Jade hasn't really done anything outside of Royal Rumble other than show up places. So getting her back in the ring, I think, was really good. She looked great. She always looks like a star. Her entrance was incredible. That's never the issue. I like that we're setting up this 3-on-3 match. My only thing is, this is now the second WrestleMania in a row where you haven't had the women's tag titles defended. Take them back to NXT then for a program like this. Or find a way to have them defended on the SmackDown beforehand or whatever. Like, these women's tag titles just continue to get lost and lost and lost. It kind of proves Naomi and Mercedes' point when they walked out on them in the first place. And even when they were kind of at their most popular of recent with Chelsea Green and Piper Niven, they weren't being defended. So I just feel like there's no point in holding NXT's titles hostage then if you're not going to use them at all. So it bums me out, because I don't feel like there's really any American companies that have gotten women's tag titles right yet. I'm of the belief, and I've heard Sean at Fight Club say the same thing, not Sean above me with the rose colored glasses here, but like, it would be
my new boss, Sean Ross Sapp. What's up, Sean? How are you?
It's gonna be a nice double Sean connection. That's exactly what I need in my
That's
life.
Right, we'll dock, brother.
But he said, and I agree, it would be cool if you just had women's world tag titles that floated from, like, WWE wouldn't get mixed up in this, but, like, AEW, New Japan Strong, ROH, like, if you had ones that floated everywhere because no one can seem to get it right. But it is a bummer to me that the women's tag titles, which it felt like we were building toward a real division, have kind of fallen off. Like, you had Indy and Candice, you had the Kabuki Warriors, you had Shayna and Zoe. Like, you had a picture that was developing, and it just kind of fell apart. So that's kind of a bummer.
Didn't Asuka get hurt recently, though, too? You think that might have thrown a wrench in the plans?
It might have, but she's going to be in this three-on-three. So,
but in a six-man, though, like to Brendan's point, it might be a little easier to protect her. But even so, though, like I feel like as long as they're on the show, like the titles still matter. Like, because you're like now, like you're setting. I know it's WrestleMania and you're supposed to blow off feuds and all the things should be blown off, or if not, starting something new. But the fact that they're now in this high-profile situation with Bianca Belair, with Jade Cargill, and with one of the like most like strongest veterans ever in Naomi, I don't feel as awkwardly as you do about them not being actually defended, because they're like, you look at like AEW, like Edge is teaming with Briscoe and Eddie Kingston against the House of Black, two champions, also two titles not being defended. So like it's, or one chance, yeah, the TNT title won't be defended and that title won't be defended. So I don't look at it as crazy as like, or as bad as you do, but like, how do you feel about them actually just being on the card and placed in a place of prominence here?
I don't feel like they are. That's kind of the thing, is it's like, okay, you have two nights of WrestleMania and they're not being defended. Like, you can't get that on a two-night card, is kind of a bummer to me. I do like them being mixed in with high profile names. I just don't know who emerges as a tag team out of this. If there's going to be something with like Jade turns and she's off on her own and we get a Bianca and Naomi tag run or whatever. It's kind of a disservice to like the Shayna and the Zoes of the world and the tag teams that you did establish. I feel so bad for Raquel Rodriguez because she came back and she seems to have some sort of autoimmune disorder that flares up and pulls back down. But I thought maybe we were heading for some sort of reunion with her and Liv, that kind of thing. But it seems now, it's so weird because it felt like the main title stuff, all the stuff with The Rock and Cody, has had so much time to build. And a lot of the rest of this card just got thrown together. Like, we just got Santos and Dominic versus Rey and Dragon Lee. You know what I mean? Like, even things like that, we haven't had like a whole ton of development around. So good in the world title pictures, but this mid card and lower card have been kind of stuck in the mud a little bit. Both women's title pictures, both men's title pictures, very, very clear. But for kind of that other stuff that was making people feel important and fresh, it's kind of like, all right, either develop something for your two-night WrestleMania or go back to one night and do your SmackDown with the other stuff on it. So I'm glad that the titles are clear, but if you're going to fill out two nights, fill out two nights, you know?
I'll tell you what, Kate, I went to Vinnie Mac WrestleMania 11 and said, let's put the women tag titles on Pam Anderson and Jenny McCarthy and then have a three-way dance that won't be the only thing I take off of them.
Hey-o! HB titties, let's go.
How'd you know that's what I was going to text you later?
I just... Because you texted me that six times already, so I just didn't really...
You know what they say, seven
times. I
want to
make sure you're up all night! Where do you fall with the Gunther, Sami Zayn, Chad Gable storyline, KTG?
Kind of bummed, honestly. Like, I love Sami Zayn, and I'm sure if he wins, I will be so excited in the actual moment. But that's another story that I'm so sick of. I can't find a way onto WrestleMania. What do I do? Oh, a gauntlet match. One with Gunther, you had so many stories in play. You had Ricochet, who he took it off of. You had Bron Breakker was the last guy to pin him. You had everything that you built out with Gable. I don't know what Sheamus is doing. If he's still injured, he can't come back into play. But it felt like you had a lot of things that you invested in this very long reign with Gunther. And then they were like, nah, we're just going to have Sami Zayn win a gauntlet because we got to get Sami on Mania. I am intrigued by the dynamic between Gable and Sami. Like, yes. If Sami were to lose and Gable was coaching him through that, what that looks like. Because we also have the show in Berlin, right, where I think it could be very fun to see Gunther drop there. Or in France, I think Gunther dropping in Europe in general would just create some really interesting crowd dynamics. I want it to be Gable. I feel like they did such a good job building that out. You had Gable's daughter crying in the front row, like, sometimes the classics work. Little guy, big guy, that you're rooting for the little guy for is awesome. And I feel like Chad Gable did so much great work this year that him just being kind of thrown unceremoniously into a battle royal is no fun. But I do feel like I would like them to use some of the extra card that we have to set up future contenderships. Like, if that battle royal was for a shot at the IC title instead of a terrible looking trophy, that would be something that's interesting to me, right? Or if we can't have the women's tag titles defended on WrestleMania, setting up a four pack between a bunch of these teams so that there's a contendership for night two would be really cool or something like that. So I feel like Chad Gable deserves a higher profile spot. And they did such a good job with the story with him. It was so weird because he was white hot and then they cooled him down and were like, nope, you're funny guy again. And then they heated him back up to not do anything. It's just kind of odd. But I do love the backstages and the relationship that they've been building out with Sammy and Chad.
So I agree. I think Chad Gable is going to excel in this role. And we don't know how it's going to play out. So I think Chad Gable, like being like kind of like this motivational speaker, maybe to even turn on Sammy at some point, maybe even cause them to match at Mania. I feel like you're looking at this through a very X's and O's prism, and not like the big entertainment value and how having a spot and having a role in a bigger storyline when you have these other major shows coming up in the future is vital, and you have to build them back up to get there. There's a fine line between, to me, making sure everyone has a spot and like just booking stuff for the sake of booking. Like, there's a very fine line between that. And a lot of it is very contentious right now in terms of, like you mentioned, the Dominic Mysterio, Santos stuff. And even, like, the rumored match that's going to be the Pride versus the Final Testament, which they've been working on forever. So, like, if that gets a match, how would you feel like about that getting on over something that might not?
I'm a story gal, so I want to see stories get.
Like, I'll tell you a story, Kate. Blown
off. I'm not going to use the phrase blown off with this guy above me, but I would like to see stories concluded at WrestleMania. Use the phrase
blown on.
Heyo.
That's really sticking to this character, by the way.
It's who he is.
Anyway, Kate, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I like to see what I really want to see is Raw after Mania come back with a big punch, because we haven't had that in a lot of years. So I would love to see stories get blown off at WrestleMania and then new stories start again or carry over from that Raw on. And so for me, it's less satisfying when you have just like a guy who was looking for a way on to WrestleMania and won a gauntlet match than these stories that you've had cooking in the background for so long. Like, that's my preference.
To be fair, Sami Zayn did have those sit-down interviews with Jackie Redmond all those weeks talking about trying to get back to it. And then you had Shinsuke come in and do. I feel like it's such an interwoven like layer of storytelling where Sami Zayn winning the gauntlet match was his retribution on being down on himself and being completely feeling inadequate. And then comes back and does it. And then him losing to Bronson Reed out of nowhere kind of throws that kind of monkey wrench into it. And him coming back now and winning, whether he wins or loses, I think the storyline has been great. And I don't think it comes at the expense of Chad Gable. I just think Chad Gable now found a different role in this story, which has yet to be determined overall.
Do you think Chad actually turns on him after?
I think it's a possibility. Future? Kate?
My problem has always been with I want to get on WrestleMania and I'm too inadequate to do so story, because they tell this story so many times every year across multiple people, it feels like, is that doesn't have anything to do with the IC title, which has been the most like revered title, I feel like, in the company in a lot of ways for how long it's been held and who it's been held by. Like, that doesn't have to do with the IC title. That doesn't have to do with Gunther. That just has to do with I want to get on the WrestleMania card, right? So everything else, there's so many people that had stories that specifically had to do with Gunther and the IC title. I was really nervous that's where they were going to send Cody, to be honest, because after he won Rumble, it's his dad's title. Gunther's been unbeatable. I was really nervous they were going to go there. I'm not as nervous as I am about where Matt's going with this, but it's all good.
But Kate, to be fair, this was a story they were telling with not only Sammy. They were every week wrestlers would go to Adam Pearce and ask, like, let me guess, you're wondering about the Intercontinental title match. Like, let me guess, you're at like, so they did this with multiple people. What is it about? Cause, and Chad Gable did it too. Chad Gable was like, it just means more, right? So what is it about them picking what is it about them picking Sami Zayn over Chad Gable that has you like, they all stated their cases to Adam Pearce. Sami Zayn was the best man that night. Is that weak storytelling to you or what?
It's weaker storytelling to me than this David and Goliath story that you had built out. Like the last cliffhanger we had was Chad Gable's daughter crying in the front row at a loss to Gunther, and he's kind of worked his way back. And Sami Zayn is just looking for a way on the card and gets thrown in the gauntlet. Like, that doesn't feel necessarily like weak creative to me. One, because Sami Zayn is, I think, just one of the best. I don't like a lot of underdog baby faces. That guy is great at it. And two, I like what they're building out with Gable and him.
Right.
I just want Gable to be the guy to finally slay the dragon.
And so you said something very poignant in what you just said, is that they had their blow off. Chad Gable lost. So, like, in a great match, probably match of the year candidate between him and Gunther. So my question to you is, why are you so gung-ho about him getting another opportunity when he had it and lost it?
Because why did you heat him back up then? Like, why did you put all this creative effort for him not to then get that title shot? Like, white hot, JK, you're a joke again, and you're with Alpha Academy, and you're going to go to NXT and randomly do some Heritage Cup stuff too. Oh my God, you beat Gunther at a house show. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Like, I don't understand the let's put all of this creative momentum behind a guy to not pay it off thing when you have, like, the perfect babyface, perfect heel, just to kind of throw Sami Zayn into, well, I'm not on the card. Throw me in a gauntlet so I can get there. Just, and I'm not even saying it's bad. Right. I'm saying that there's better options that have had to do with Gunther's reign so far that I think could have been better choices. I wasn't convinced until the past couple of weeks that Sami Zayn was going to do it. And now, because of wrestling math, right, he's like losing going into this. It certainly feels like he's going to be the guy to do it. I think it creates a lot of fun possibilities for where Chad Gable could go with that. Maybe he beats Sami. Maybe he faces Gunther. Maybe he costs Sami. Like, there's all these possibilities there for what that relationship looks like. And I like that relationship has looked different than most of the stuff that we've seen in wrestling before. We're really getting away from, and I appreciate it, this baby faces are fucking idiots stuff that we used to get in WWE over and over and over again. Bayley saw the damage control split coming. Like, those kinds of things have been very refreshing. So I'm glad we're getting away from the naivety. I'm intrigued to see where it goes with Gable. I just kind of wish this was his shot. But we'll see. I'm looking forward to that from a match perspective very much, because Sami Zayn is just one of my favorites.
Beautiful. Perfect answer.
I think it's more about, to me, it's more about establishing Gunther as a piece of garbage, bad guy, unstoppable heel, than it is to, like, letting Chad Gable, quote unquote, finishing his story. Like, I feel like if they wrestled again, Gunther would still beat him. Same thing.
No,
with Sami.
I don't think he's a piece of trash. I think he's just an unbeatable heel champion that will fucking put you in the ground.
Like, yeah, he looks down on you, though, right?
Yes. Like, condescending, sure, but he's not, I mean, not like chicken shit heel stuff.
Right, whatever, no, no, no.
Right?
No.
Like, I like that he, the mat is sacred. Like, he is the wrestler of the brand. And I also like that Imperium doesn't really interfere a lot. Like, he has these guys that are henchmen-ish, but they're not constantly interfering in his matches. He doesn't need it. He's not that fucking weak, right? So, some really refreshing stuff with him. And honestly, it's been my favorite title reign that they've had for a while now, just because the matches are so good and the character is so great. One of the best NXT transitions that they've had for sure. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And I'll be so happy for Sami Zayn in the moment, because he's just like, and anything that guy does, I'm so emotionally behind him. Like, he's just one of the best at playing this archetype that WWE loves to lean into. So very much looking forward to that piece of it.
I'll tell you, I don't know, HK, I think you look like you want to say something, but I can't see through the glass. I'll tell you this. I'd beat Gunther in fucking 6 seconds. Hit the ring, super kick, 1, 2, 3. He does the job for HB double T.
I think that should happen. I think they should abandon all that they've done, and HB double T should come in and beat Gunther, and then have a rematch in Saudi Arabia. How about that?
I call it Paul. Get the fucking Uber Black to Morristown. Pick up HB double T.
That's what's up.
Right past Pat and Gino's. Take me to the link. And you better bring Dink.
Why are you Andrew Dice Clay all of a sudden?
Oh!
HP Double T is whatever he wants to be.
Hey!
Right, Kate? Who do you want me to be?
I want you to be as far away from me as possible when you do that. That's what I
I'll
want.
Show up. I know you're a big baseball fan. I'll Juan Soto walk into your house.
Hey!
All real low to the ground.
Or no, baby. I'll take it.
All right, HK, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're
I'm like the retarded child of the Macho Man and Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, oh. Okay. Well,
back here if you need me.
Oh, that's where the line is drawn.
It's where we tried to draw the line every week.
I'm sexually molesting.
The line.
Sexually molesting KTG. Oh, I thought she was going to take over.
That's every show.
Not to this level. HB Double T. He's on so many somas.
You got some Dice Clay back to Hulk?
Period.
Who are you?
Team Sean, period.
KTG, bell to bell, what do you think is the best match of WrestleMania weekend?
I'm going to say Drew and Seth with Becky and Rhea being real close.
Yeah, I agree. Any particular reason why you just think the chemistry is too good for... actually, let me ask you this. How much do you think story has a play in how the match goes?
I think a decent amount. I think a decent amount. I think the physicality of Drew combined with the way Seth tells stories is just going to be fucking awesome. And this version of Drew has been fantastic. And Rhea and Becky, I just expect one of the best in-ring women's wrestlers in the world and one of the best in-ring women storytellers in the world, like almost the same thing. Like, I feel like when you just have like an ass kicker on one side and a storyteller on the other, it generally makes for some of the best matches you ever get to see. So
if you have chemistry on the mic, you probably will have some sort of relationship business-wise where you'll be able to do business and have a great match.
And like, who hasn't Seth made Omos look good. Like, I can't think of a genuinely less than at least very good match that Seth Rollins has had in a very long time. Like, that guy is pretty aces with stuff. So I'm looking forward to, like, if you can make Omos look good and Logan Paul look good and people who haven't been doing this that long and really pull stories out of them, what you're going to be able to do with like this version of Drew McIntyre intrigues me a lot.
And how about your thoughts on that triple threat match for the United States Championship with Logan Paul, Kevin Owens, and Randy Orton? How do you feel that build has been going, and what do you expect out of that match?
I fucking love Kevin Owens, so I'm in on that. Logan Paul, I didn't really love what he was doing in the beginning, but I think he's really settled into where he's in now. His athleticism's incredible, and I think Randy Orton, when he cares, is one of the best to do it. I think this is a storyline he can sink his teeth into, so I'm looking forward to that. It's not one of the things I'm most excited about, but I think it could definitely be a sleeper from Logan Paul's athleticism to, like... There's kind of like I was saying with Seth Rollins, like very few matches that Kevin Owens doesn't like just blow me away in some fashion.
Two things. One, don't ever call anything associated with Andre the Giant horrible looking. That's not acceptable at all, Kate. Not acceptable at all. Now you watch yourself, KJG. Kate, that's right. Turn the dial up, right? We're at warmth. We're at warmth right now. I can turn that dial. Secondly, so a big Gunther fan, and do you think that we're close? Because in my mind, we're close to a natural face turn. I think that if he goes through, holds on to the belt through Mania and tours Europe with the belt, I think there's going to be a lot of fans that are cheering him on. A lot of times that can carry over, right? And I think that we're close to that natural face turn for Gunther. I just wanted to, do you see that at all? Because there's nobody out there that goes, I fucking hate Gunther. Right? Nobody. Everybody understands what he is, who he is, and how great he is. So it almost seems like we're close to that natural turn. I just kind of wanted to see what you thought.
It depends. I really think I think you're probably setting up for him versus Cody at some point. They teased it at Rumble last year. They basically had a match as the last two of Rumble. Him coming from the IC title picture into this when it was his dad's belt, I feel like could lead to some very interesting story. So if they immediately kind of want him in that Cody picture, I think he stays heel probably a little bit longer. If they want him to be the guy to take it off Cody, like post summer into Survivor Series, that's kind of hard to say. But I do appreciate that he doesn't feel like any other heel on the roster. So I think you could very easily kind of have this paradigm shift where almost, I'm going to say this, and people who are smart will know, and people who are dumb will be dumb, but like,
say it, do it.
Almost more the way AEW presents heels and faces, where it's just more perspective changes, or more like we've in WWE world seen from Drew, where it's like, he's a heel and he's a shit talker, but like, he's an accessible human being instead of cartoonishly evil. I feel like you could very easily face turn Gunther with that, because I think there's a lot of people that appreciate what he does. And I also think it'll be interesting to see what they do with Imperium. If they split the tag titles, you might split up that faction and just let Gunther go his own way as a face. And then you could have kind of, I think Giovanni Vinci is one of the most underrated wrestlers in the world when he's healthy. Him and Ludwig do their own thing. So I think you'll see some interesting interplay in the faction itself. But yeah, you could turn Gunther very easily. I think it just depends. They might want him to be the guy to beat Cody. So what does that creative look like and when?
Well, and even if they put him in that position to go through a program with Cody as your champion, like the fans aren't going to get behind Gunther in that scenario. So if they want to keep him like just heel all the way, that's obviously the way to go. But I do think that a lot of fans are kind of coming around to more cheering Gunther, even though he has maintained kind of his heel status.
Well, good. Fuck him. He deserved it.
Gunther's great.
Even when he's not here, he ruins the show.
I think the other thing is too, there were reports on Fightful that after Ilya Dragunov drops his title, he's probably going to move. I'm sorry, Fight Club. he's probably going to move up. So Ilya Dragunov and Gunther have all that history too. So I think it's interesting, especially if you're setting up like Punk versus Drew. You got one really babyface champion. You got one heel champion. I'm dying for a CM Punk heel run. Been wanting it since he returned to wrestling. So
that's not the only thing you want.
You know what?
HB double T
right now it is. So
yeah, she wants to leave. That's the other thing.
Be there by 9:30. Don't you worry.
Okay. You can just stay. You know what? I moved, Matt. I'm sorry, HB double T. I live.
Parts unknown.
Who's this Matt? Who's this Matt?
Costa Rica. I don't know. I don't know
West
what I'm saying.
On the left.
I bring my friend Leif Cassidy. Don't worry about it.
Take Leif Cassidy over Marty Jannetty.
How do you feel about the Portuguese man of war? He's my lackey.
He's my best friend.
Right now, I'll pick him up at the Olive Garden.
He's not off work yet. Yep.
I hear he's got your autograph for you, though, HK.
The fuck he does.
What were you saying, Kate? I didn't mean to interrupt you. Your beautiful mouth. I'm sorry.
I was saying... wasn't saying
Jesus,
anything.
Jesus, I apologize for all my sins. I'm wasn't... sorry.
Oh, it's
sorry,
totally Jesus. Good. Oh, you apologize to Jesus? You're totally fine then. You are all good.
Oh, I need an all-white outfit now.
Yeah, do. You got to tag with God, bro.
I'd fucking kill God.
Yeah, he just
I'd
came back.
Up. I super kick the shit out of him. I super kick his head into Hades.
What?
WWE Resurrection was just this past Sunday. You just missed him.
Oh my God, yes. Me and the Easter Bunny against Jesus. Bring it.
Let's go. Book it.
And I want the Easter Bunny from National Park because that motherfucker fucks up those racing presidents every year. HP double T's out of control. I took some somas. I took some speed. I had a cider, a couple shots of tequila.
Went to a barbershop, fucked some people up.
If I go to the barbershop, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fuck up his wife, those sloppy knockers. What are you doing? That's what HB double T is all about, baby. Let's
Let's go, Missy. Right, that's her name, Missy, allegedly.
Sure.
Me, you, I'll be strutting and cutting something, baby.
KTG.
HBK style, no hands.
KTG, let me throw this idea at you. Some fantasy booking.
Oh, this fantasy book. Right in my wheelhouse, KJG.
How do you
me,
feel about
pop- you, oh, okay. London Bridge? What?
No, no, no.
Little age formation.
How do you feel about this idea? What if you feel like Drew McIntyre and Gunther
you McIntyre and Gunther
form this two-man power trip?
I kind of feel like part of Drew's magic right now is that he has connections to everybody but is split from everybody. And I also, with Gunther having the rest of Imperium, don't know. I feel like if Gunther is going to shed Imperium, he goes like out on his own for real. Right. Like,
it would have to mean the shredding of Imperium.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of magic in Drew versus Gunther for sure. Like, right. I want to see that for that title probably, even more than I want to see Gunther versus Cody. But
I just don't see a babyface turn in either one of their futures, to be honest with you.
I don't know if it, this is the other thing that I'm appreciating about WWE so much right now, is I don't know if everybody is like as baby-faced and heel as they've been. Like, I think there's, even when Punk comes back with some of the stuff Drew's been saying, I'm like, damn, like there's kind of shades of gray again. And it makes it for a much more refreshing product in my opinion.
Didn't like Dominic Mysterio just wrestle Gunther recently too? Like,
He got his ass handed to him.
Yeah. Like, still love that. Two hot heel stables fighting each other. That's pretty, that's new.
Yeah, and I think we're probably close to Judgment Day breaking up. Like, I think you'll probably have Damian Priest cash in and lose, and Dominic's kind of already peeling off, and Rhea, I don't know if she's going to beat Becky or not, but if Becky wins, you know, you could have a kind of like a pretty nice downfall, because I definitely think that the tag titles are getting dropped and Finn's contract is up in August. So we will see, but I think that stable has, I think this Money in the Bank shit has been bad the past 2 years. I think they need to do better with it moving forward. But I think Judgment Day has kind of run its course, because it was the hottest thing and taking up a ton of time on television. And then it got de-escalated pretty quickly. And like, our truths involved and shit got weird. So I think it's time probably to break them up. Cause I think they're a situation where the parts are actually greater than the sum of the whole in a lot of ways.
HB double T, try to contain yourself. I'm going to ask her one more question. What else outside of WWE excites you about the world of professional wrestling?
I can tell you what, makes me very uncomfortable, but I mean, Danielson versus Ospreay, right, is fucking gonna be absolutely bonkers. I think. Oh, I'm just me now. Perfect. Mercedes, I think, is gonna be doing some really incredible work. The look on my face in this graphic is actually fucking perfect. Like, what is this guy doing?
You need like the Wienerville like mouth, like
the Wienerville. Like, the Wienerville.
Remember that show?
Why are you licking your lips? Please stop. I'm just gonna vibe with myself. What's up, me?
Oh yeah.
But Kate, okay, this has been a pleasure.
A 10-minute segment.
Kate, I know you're like super busy, man. You're all jokes aside, you're crushing it over at Fightful.
Thank you.
WrestleMania in the backyard, right in Philadelphia. I'm sure you got a fucking super busy week. Will you be on the ground? Where can people find you? You're checking out other shows, piggybacking off of KJG's question. What do you got going on this weekend?
Oh, my goodness. So I will be there from Foley on Thursday through the rest of the weekend. I'll be going to the Monster Factory show. I'll be going to Supercard of Honor. I'll be going to Nigel's show. So I want to see Nigel and McGinnis do magic. And a bunch of other shit all weekend. But you can find me at Miss Kate Fabe. I'll be at WrestleCon as well, running camera for Sean. So not HB titties, but SRS. So you can catch me at Miss Kate Fabe. You can find me all over.
Bum titties, yo.
You can find me running away from.
You'll be running right into me, baby.
From Tits McGee up here.
You'll hear that music and you'll just melt in my arms. Or it'll be the H-bomb I put in your drink.
Are you dragging off finisher?
It's also something I used to do in the 80s.
There you go. Finisher. Well, I'm going to hop off because I'm jealous of how good Matt looks. So, can't compete.
We can't compete with out. You, go. Kate.
Oh, stop. Thank you, guys. If you, this was a blast. I appreciate it.
If you see
it.
Kate this weekend, say hello to her. Don't be please fucking do. Weird. Just say hi. Be like a normal human being. Say hi to nice. Her. She's doing great stuff at Miss Kate Fabe on the Twitter machine.
Just so you know where the bar is. This guy is like the eighth least weird person I've interacted with today. So, just so you know, please do say hi if you are in Philly for WrestleMania week. Be a good time. Looking forward to
it. Yeah. And if you're a piece of shit to Kate, I'm going to fucking find you and cave your fucking head in with a rock. Understand that. That's HB, Double T, and Matt. How do you like them apples, you fucking internet nerds? Bring it!
I adore you guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
I'll slide in them DMs later.
Hey-o.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
What? This ain't. There's no Matt here. It's HB Double T. This is what you wanted. This is what you're getting.
He's a watchful man now.
Many things.
What you're getting.
A lot of drugs in my system right now, so I don't know what the fuck is going on.
You're like, you're freaking me out. I'm like, I'm stumbling and bubbling because I can't look at you.
Freak out, freak out. All right, guys, we might have some breaking.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh is right. Somebody. That's not now. Somebody may be possibly going live on Instagram.
Ooh.
So we're gonna see if that happens, and we're gonna see if we could share it with the wonderful people of the podcast.
Oh golly, that'd be great.
Oh, would it ever? I think he's gonna sing a song.
Do we know? Did he? Let's see.
Or yes, he did. It is. What's he gonna do? Nearly lost you.
The fuck is that?
No idea.
Is that the Screaming Trees? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it is.
Why did he pick that song?
I don't know. Maybe it's the only song you can sing.
I mean, some of these other songs aren't that great either.
Maybe they have a limited list.
Well, what are you doing at Hulk Hogan's Karaoke KJG?
It's a great question. Maybe a little. Oh, it's gonna. Sound so lame. Maybe a little Maroon 5.
What song?
This Love has taken its toll on me.
What? I
said goodbye too many times before.
Well, stick it up my ass and call me Charlie.
No, not that song. That's a different Maroon 5 nice. Song.
HK, what are you doing at Hogan's Beat Shop Karaoke?
I think I'll probably go Days of the New.
What?
Give me a song.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Oh, Touch, Peel, Stand.
Do you guys know how karaoke works?
Yeah. So far, 0 for 2.
Touch, Peel, Stand, I think is the
okay,
way I go.
Okay.
Because yeah. I think you can bullshit through the majority of it and then just sing the chorus.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Like,
all right.
Like you put like your drink up to your mouth, like, while you don't know the words, you're like.
Wow.
Halfway there.
All right, you can do it pretty easily, and then you just hammer the chorus.
Brendo, what about you?
Oh, Metallica, Enter Sandman, easily.
Ah,
brought down Bergen Community College with that before.
Like you brought down the whole college?
I should have.
Wow.
What, did they like book you to do karaoke?
No, I did an open mic and made a fool out of myself. In front of a bunch of people I didn't know.
Oh,
Alan Day. I thought HK would do Adam Sandler at a medium
pace. Oh, boy. That would, yeah. You know, he's right. Yeah. It's one of the two. It might be medium pace. Yeah.
Yeah, I would do the Ballad of Chasey Lane by the Bloodhound Gang.
Okay. Yeah. Now show him them titties.
Yeah. Would you fuck me for blow? Or Just a Gigolo by David Lee Roth. Oh, Tony says Nick is there.
Did he drive?
The jokes. Did he drive? I got it.
Is he even allowed to drink?
I mean, if he's not driving, sure.
No, but like, he's got to be some sort of like, you're not allowed to drink because of what you're being charged with.
Yeah. Oh, if Tony only had a way to rip half his face off and then take a picture with Nick.
Rip half his face off.
Yeah, didn't Nick fucking like destroy, kill one of his friends? I'm sure his head exploded. Can't drive 130 and fucking hit a tree.
Right, but why would he rip half his face off?
Well, you know.
The accident, he's saying, ripped half his face off.
Right.
But if he died, why was the
No, not Tony. I mean, I know you want Tony to die. Finally, the truth comes
No! Look. I love Tony.
This is like an RF video shoot right now. It's okay, okay? Except I'm not touching kids, all right?
What kind of level are you on right now?
What? You didn't know he was on? He got
no, I'm talking about everything. This whole aura.
What you guys wanted. You wanted it. You wanted the best. You got the best.
We wanted you to dress up.
I'm like you to
turn into somebody else.
It's almost like when Norman Smiley stole the Demon Kiss's outfit. I stole HBK's outfit. Now I am HBK till he comes in here and tries to take this off me. That ain't happening anytime soon. Hickam bottom, so suck it. Suck it.
4 more weeks of this.
Send that super sock over here. I'll hit him with a fucking 1-2.
the rocking sock.
Is he dead?
Lothario?
Yeah, he's gone.
Pretty he's sure gotta be. Yeah,
he gone. R.I.P. Rockin' Sock.
Not Joe Leather. See, I can't talk tape with these fucking things on.
Joe Leather. What is Joe Leather up to?
He's been dead since 2018. Let's see. Joe Leather. I don't even know if that's a thing. Joe Leather Wrestler. That's a, let's see, Joe Leather. Nope, the only pictures I get are of Samoan Joe and Roman Reigns.
Samoan Joe.
Samoan submission machine, Samoa Joe.
Check Joe Leather's LinkedIn. See what he's up to.
I don't know if Joe Leather has. Oh, Joe Leather's he's a men's tennis player.
Oh.
And Jumpin' Joe Savaldi at one time. I don't know why he came up. I guess because he played football back in the fucking 40s and they used leather helmets. I don't know.
Joe Leather.
Anyway. All right. So Kate from Fightful was just on at Miss Kate Fabe. Give her a follow. She's doing great things. WrestleMania 40. Are you guys pumped for WrestleMania 40?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. But the question is, Matt, are you pumped for WrestleMania 40?
I'm actually looking pretty forward to WrestleMania 40. They're doing a lot of interesting things. I've kind of been keeping track of what's going on in the WWE universe. So there's a lot that I'm interested in. I'm not as sour on the Gunther Sami Zayn story that they're trying to tell.
Right.
I
think there's a lot of people that have like, well, they're doing this, but what if they did this? Like, that's like their mindset in terms of like, instead of just being focused on what they are doing. Like, I'd rather this happen than what they are doing. Just focus on what they are doing, and I promise you, you'll get behind it. Because there's not one story on this show. And let's not pretend that there's not like some sort of history between Dominic and his freaking father. Like, you know what I mean? So like, having him and Santos, I'd rather have seen Carlito in that spot, to be honest with you. But bringing up Dragon Lee makes sense, and I'm sure Carlito understands that, that Dragon Lee is the guy that they're trying to get over as the next Mysterio. So I have no issue with that. And people like use this term, and I mentioned this briefly with Kate, Matt, is that like, or double T, HB double T, is that filler and actual undercard matches have kind of got intertwined into this negative connotation. We're like having matches that aren't necessarily as over as others is a bad thing. Whereas you are telling this story, and I brought up the Pride and I brought up the Final Testament, Karrion Kross. Karrion Kross to me has not gotten over since he's been back. But to me, they're sticking to it. Santos Escobar has not gotten over since he got called up for the main roster. But they are sticking to him in the hopes, and they're attaching them to people that have established themselves as getting over, i.e. Bobby Lashley, i.e. Street Profits, i.e. Rey Mysterio, i.e. Carlito. And so, like, to me, like, there's a difference between filler and undercard. Double T, HK, Brundo, I don't know if that makes sense to you. And then there's this other thing where, like, oh, Shinsuke Nakamura deserves a spot in the card. Ricochet deserves a spot in the card. Do you really want 5-hour back-to-back shows? Like, do you want that?
To me, you know what seems like you're saying, like, filler. You know what screams at the most? Go back to 8, WrestleMania 10, and that match that got bumped, that 10-man tag.
That's filler.
Yeah, that's filler. Like, if they just threw a whole bunch of guys on the card and a 10-man tag, that would be filler. Yeah. Like, a lot of these, they have stories behind them, at least.
Yeah, so they, whether or not they're necessarily getting over as much as you wanted to, or as much as you expected the crowd to get behind them, there's meat there, and it works. And if you give me, you know, like, if you give me Dominic and Santos versus Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio, first of all, I know I'm getting a great match. Second of all, there is story there. And third of all, like, it's going to be what? Like, match number 2 or 3 on night 1? Like, come on. Like, it's...
Like, and you say that like it's going to be match number 2 or 3 on night 1, and it could still be one of, if not the best match on the card. You know what I mean? Like, it still has that potential to it. Now, probably not from like the emotion connection standpoint, right, but strictly from like an in-ring aspect, it could be the best match on the card.
And let's go on and say this: the WrestleMania crowd tends to be international, tends to be that's when you get, like, everyone says AEW has the smart fans. I think WWE has them too now, and that is the smartest of the smart crowd weekend. So they'll appreciate everything they give you in that ring. They'll appreciate every single match on the show because they're so excited to be there, HB Double T.
Yeah, I think we've gotten – so the filler versus matches gimmick, right, we're so far removed from that. You got to remember, like, I was – you know, talking to HK last week about Year of Duke and Rogue, latest episode dropped today. You want to check it out, especially if you enjoy 1988-89 WWF. But, you know, I said, hey, I said, you know, maybe you give a little more context, right? Because everything was syndicated shows. But now it's, and you've said this before, KJG, about AEW. It's weekly TV, so they have to keep telling stories. Not every match is going to be Roman Reigns against Cody. Not every match is going to be Seth against Drew, right? But every match has a story.
Right.
You know, every match has its place. It's spread over 2 nights. There's no fucking Danny Davis versus Sam Houston match for fucking shits and giggles, right?
No Jake the Snake versus George Wells.
Right. Sadly, there's going to be a match that has to bite the bullet before the main event of nights 1 and 2. But everything has a place. You know, they just announced that the Philadelphia street fight between Lashley and the Street Profits against Karrion Kross and AOP. Like, everything has...
Or the woman involved, too. Elektra and Zelina Vega.
They're fighting on SmackDown.
Yeah, I think they're having a match on SmackDown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be the Final Testaments, Karrion Kross against Lashley and the Street Profits. In a Philadelphia street fight at WrestleMania 40.
Dude, I'm telling you, HK, I don't think I've looked forward to a WrestleMania this much since last year's WrestleMania.
Yeah. And I was thinking about this, and I wanted to pose this to you guys because like WWE has been hitting in-ring and storytelling, and they've been hitting for a while now. And we've kind of gotten to the point where we're okay with being patient in the story. Right. You know what I mean? Like, we're not so knee jerk in our reactions because they are telling great stories and they are telling them played out. And that's where we always, all of us always say, like, let it breathe. Let's see what we get to next. And they're now getting that almost like grace, even if they do something that maybe we don't find logical or find, you know what I mean? See where they're going and anything like they've gotten our patience. They've gotten our grace with this because their storytelling is so great. And I think that it's gotten, you know, not just between us, but I think kind of through wrestling fans. And on the flip side of that, like, and I'm not trying to play any tribalism or anything like that. Like AEW doesn't get that grace. How do they get to that point where people are more patient with their stories? Because right now it seems like WWE is paying off, right? Over and over and over again. And on the opposite, like you flip it over and you're not seeing that same storytelling and you're not seeing that same grace from fans.
This seems like such a basic comment when we compare WWE and AEW, but I feel like it bears repeating. People are watching WWE for story and get great matches. People are watching AEW for great matches and are lucky if they get good story. So it's completely different. And listen, Collision was fantastic on Saturday night. I watched it. It was a really good show. And partly, I mean, a lot of it was because of the matches, but it was a fun show. And I don't want to get to AEW because we're talking Mania, but Brundo, like, I feel like WWE is literally hitting on all cylinders, like HK said, and I don't see a way, barring knock on wood, any injuries, that this WrestleMania could be anything more than a massive, massive, massive success.
Yeah, this WrestleMania is going to be amazing. Like, I haven't been excited for a WrestleMania in years, probably just as long as Matt. Like, I've been sour on WWE for so many years. I watched Raw last week. It was the first Raw I probably watched in like 4 years.
Oh,
like I keep up with like notes and, you know, I've always kept up with the product, but what? I couldn't find myself sitting through 3 hours of that.
Here's what I'm going to say to you. And KJG, you might be the same. I'm not sure. I have seen every single Monday Night Raw. I have never left the product. I've always been there. I've always been watching. So to go through the down years and to see them hit where they're hitting now, it's so much more rewarding. It's like you're like a bandwagon fan. 4 years.
I never stopped paying attention.
This is kind of weird.
I will bring Kate back in on this. Her comment, AWS stories all over the place, man. I don't know why people say this. In terms of meaning they have no stories. I'm not saying they have no stories, and I'm not saying the ones that they do have are bad. I just feel like it's an overall scheme of the product. Like she mentioned how she didn't necessarily care for the Sami Zayn winning a gauntlet match and being in the IC title match at WrestleMania, where you have open challenges on AEW every week. So like where's the story there? And yes, they do have stories. But to me, they're so more well-defined in WWE HBWT than they are in AEW. To me, I could be wrong. I'm not saying that I'm 100% right on that, but HBWT, how do you feel?
I mean, they're telling stories. They have a lot. I just think
the Kyle O'Reilly stuff with the Undisputed Kingdom has been good. The Don Callis family with Ospreay has been good.
Well, Ospreay Danielson is a great story. The Joe Swerve story is there.
Yep.
What they're doing with Mercedes Moné and the women is good. Tony Storm has a story. It's a good product, but I think that there's still things they need to tighten up. Like,
yes, that's a great way to put it, to be honest.
I think, like, so you said you watched Collision. I know we're kind of all over the place here, but this is what we do. Like, Ricky Starks and Big Bill were supposed to win against Top Flight, but Ricky Starks gets hurt again. Now is that user error? Is that the style that they're working? Are they not polished enough? It seems like there's a hell of a lot more injuries in AEW than there are in WWE that affect the storytelling of the like the Adam Cole thing. Like, I think that the turn was ruined when he broke his ankle at Grand Slam when he just jumped off the stage doing a run-in. So there's a ton of, they're telling stories over there. They might not be to your liking you might be unfairly putting them on par with WrestleMania season.
Right.
But they're telling stories. You also may not like the product. It might not just be for you.
So, like, I watch it every week. I watch Dynamite. I don't watch Rampage. I'll occasionally tune into Rampage, but I watch AEW, Dynamite, and Collision every week without fail. And, yeah, you're right. There are stories there, but it's just a weird – and there's always going to be a one and two. No one's going to be able to tell stories the same way from one company to another. Like, so I guess my bias now, where I was a huge AEW guy – heck, now I'm corporate AEW. You know that, guys. But it's just like the WWE is, I guess it's just been so good that it makes people minimize the stories that AEW might be telling. And I'm probably guilty of that as well.
Is there any stories in AEW that you guys are emotionally invested in?
I really liked what they did. And this is the beginning of it, so we don't even know where it's going. But I really liked what they did with Aleister Black coming in and confronting Edge. I'm really excited about Adam Copeland and Aleister Black having a series of matches. And again, that's, there's no story, but again, there's no story yet. So they have to create it to get me there. Mm-hmm. But I'm really excited about that. I have a feeling we're going to end up with FTR Young Bucks at Dynasty again. So, I mean, again, that'll make for a great match. And there's a story there, especially now that they're like this new EVP gimmick. So there is stuff there. Samoa Joe Swerve has been great. Like
Brian,
Matt said.
And Brian and Ospreay, I'm very invested.
Yeah,
in
Brian
that.
Ospreay is so dialed into that. That's a hell of a story.
Yeah, let me ask you this. I know it's going to be a great match. I mean, the two of them, their mic work has just been amazing recently too.
So, how do you feel about the criticism that he relies on stories, like say, like the Monet and Willow Nightingale stuff, where he relies on stories that regular fans might not know about, like from the New Japan stuff? Like, does that sway you one way or the other in terms of how that story is being told?
Me, no, because I don't think you're seeing. I think the people that watch AEW watch all that other stuff.
Right.
I think the AEW is having a problem grabbing the casual fan. Right. So
I watch AEW and I didn't know that.
I don't know what to tell you. But that would just look, it's fair because I was at Grand Slam and the kids in front of me when Muda came out didn't know who the great Muda was, right? So you have to remember, everyone is not in the wrestling bubble like we are, and they're the people in the chat, right? Like, we're fucking hardcore wrestling fans, right? We love this shit. We're watching WWE, AEW, Impact, New Japan, independent stuff. Like, we don't care, right? We might be critical of it at times, and people might see that as us hating on it, but that's just our passion for the product coming out, you know?
Right.
You can't just, it can't be all roses and butterflies. Sometimes there's going to be a shit sandwich or, you know, everyone, you know, jerks off in Henry Godwin's slop bucket and we dump it on Sonny. Lots of laughs there. I was there. It was a great time. Great time.
Great storytelling.
Yeah, you know, the best, you know, she was a good lay, but she was a little cocky, so we had to slop her. What are you gonna do? You know, suck it.
I mean, Jeff Jarrett says it the best. Creative is subjective, man. So,
but yeah, I mean, look, I don't know if there's one wrestling promotion that does everything 100% well, right? Like, you could complain about anything, really.
Yeah,
you really could. That's such a great point. I don't think you realize how brilliant that point was.
It's a shame because and you know, to WWE's credit, right? HK, you said it before, like we've kind of started back with the being patient, let the story play out, right? Where it's 2 years ago when old Vinnie Mac is in charge and he's changing everything, you know, halfway through a fucking Raw and nothing's making sense and we're all going, well, what the fuck? Yeah. Right? And then in this day and age, you see the minute you see something, type. Like everyone's a fucking booker.
Matt, you're a big baseball guy, right, Matt?
Big baseball guy.
HBTT, are you a big baseball guy?
Oh, I carry a big stick, you know it.
That's right. So obviously, I'm not trying to rub salt in the wounds, but the Yankees had a great weekend, right?
Oh, yeah.
And instead of having everyone complimenting the great weekend, a lot of Yankee fans are complaining about how Aaron Judge didn't have a good weekend. Like, come on. Like, you swept your arch rival, the Houston Astros, yet you're going to nitpick on how Aaron Judge didn't look great. That's how, like, I feel like God, this is going to sound insulting because I'm one of them. That's how wrestling fans are, Matt. Like, you know what I mean? Like, instead of looking at the positive, they just pick out the negative and run with that as their narrative.
It's also easy to point out the negative.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why the news is a thing.
Right? It's super easy to do that. You know, there's positives on AEW, but there's no fun in going like, ah, they did a good job.
Yep. Dude, that's why, like, I'll relate it to comedy. And, like, when I was doing, like, kind of these, like...
Megomedy?
Thanks, Brundo. All right, Brundo has exited the chat.
Comedy Megomedy.
I saw you reaching for it, though.
Fucker. Like, it's so hard. It's so much harder to make positive jokes than it is to make... It's so much easier to make negative jokes about stuff. It's very hard to, like, make something positive in a good light and still make it be funny, because derivative stuff is the low-hanging fruit. And that's what this whole world, not just wrestling fans, sports fans, everyone, society, is what they're doing. So it just like shit rolls downhill.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'd like to turn the tides, because it is WrestleMania week, the best week of the year for wrestling fans. And you know what that means, guys?
Back after this.
No. God damn it. I ask a question. Do you guys know what that means?
It means picks are back.
Oh my God.
He's not wrong. I was guys, wrong.
Do you guys know what that means?
HK?
I don't.
Can someone just say fucking what?
What?
Oh,
what
does fucking that mean? What? What? Fucking what?
It's a celebration.
What a long way to get that drop in there. Jesus Christ, guys.
You did work for it. I don't know if the payoff was there.
No, I think it was there. Because I love stealing other people's material and now being our drops.
But you know what? I think, KGG, I think you're right. We're still going to talk some AEW. It's Mania Week. TNA had a great week. New Japan's doing really weird wrestling matches. Dark Side of the Ring. What is that? Always Ready.
Broski.
Fuck Nuts. There you go. Yeah, Broski. That's the name I was looking for. Where is the commercial break, though? A lot of gimmicks over here. Ah, here it is.
All right.
All right.
Back after this.
We'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in every Monday night to listen to The Shining Wizards. If you'd like to continue to support us outside of listening, we've got a few ways for you to do that. If you shop at Amazon, go over to amazon.shiningwizards.com, do your shopping as usual, and when you make your purchase, a little bit of that purchase price will go back to support the show. If you like to wear t-shirts, merch.shiningwizards.com will take you to our Pro Wrestling Tees store, where we've got over a dozen great designs from over 11 years of professional wrestling podcasting. You can become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast, and the more you support us, the more things that you're entitled to receive, and believe me, they are fantastic. Continue to listen to us wherever you listen to us on the World Wide Web, and make sure you like, rate, review, subscribe, do all that good stuff. Helps us out, and we can continue to bring you the love fest that is The Shining Wizards.
It's time for your weekly lineup of shows on The Shining Wizards Network. On Mondays, check out the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Rogue, covering the history of wrestling year by year. Also from Gorilla Brain is the Tots Pod with Handsome Kevin and Loverboy L, telling people to get off the lawn and reviewing wrestling figures. Also on Mondays, get your horror fix with 30 Screams or Less featuring Steve and Corey, where they review a horror film in 30 minutes or less. Monday nights live, it's The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. Wednesday nights, it's the Mark Order Podcast, covering everything AEW with Ant Money, Kate the Great, Ryan Schlong, and Asian Joe. Get your metal fix on Fridays with Snowy and Aaron on Radioactive Metal, the longest-running metal podcast on the planet. Saturdays, it's High Five Tom and Will Mercier on ROH Revelry, covering the history of Ring of Honor. On Sundays, it's Inconclusive Breakdown with Justin and Vince, covering the week in pop culture, politics, and more. The Shining Wizards Network also features other great shows, including Bread Club, where Kieran and Matt cover everything New Japan Pro Wrestling. The Brocast, where brothers Alan and Tom watch some of the greatest and not-so-great matches in wrestling. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, where the Impact Player Phil Rea discusses current wrestling while paying homage to the past. And Wrestling Night in Canada, where Snowy, Matt, and Dustin put a north of the border perspective on the world of wrestling. Enjoy all the great shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment, here.
Oh, I lost an earring downstairs. I was just fixing it back up there. You know what? Bad idea to leave the room up here and not take off the gimmicks, because I almost fell down the stairs.
I did fall down the stairs this week.
No. Wow, walk yeah. much?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you okay?
No, I mean, yeah, I'm fine now, but it sucked, man. I jacked my ankle up. I jacked my wrist up. I fucked my, I got blood all up here. I jacked my teeth. It was a whole mess. Yeah.
Were you carrying something, or did you just slip?
Nope. Just walking down the stairs and away I went.
Oh, do you have the grips on your steps?
The grips? What grips?
You know, like grips, so they're not like. Or, like, slippery? Do you have, like, carpet or something? Yeah, so they're not slippery.
Grips? I was going to say, yeah. you live in a 75-year-old's home, Brendan? I don't know what these fucking grips are.
I mean, clearly he's not falling down the stairs, JR.
That's a good point.
No, my wife fell down the stairs, and the grips were on the steps, like, 2 days later.
Huh.
Oh, nobody has since.
Don't push her.
Hey, she wasn't pregnant.
So I guess all four anymore. Of us have fallen downstairs. I guess is that Brendan? Have you fallen downstairs?
Oh yeah, probably.
Look at that.
Not this week, but yeah, no,
good for you.
Fuck you.
Jesus, man, seems aggressive.
Yeah, seriously. That's on
me. So we asked. Come on, Eric. How come Matt looks like Sinbad?
That was Sinbad.
Yeah. Wasn't Sin good?
There you go. Also a good point.
Isolate that, Eric Freed, you fucking freak.
So I think Kate gave the match she was looking forward to most at WrestleMania 40. What about you guys? What are you most excited for with WrestleMania 40 nights 1 and 2?
Finish the story.
How do you think?
Do it for the love of God, please finish the story.
All right, I want to get everybody else's answers as to what they're looking forward to. But how do you think night 1 goes, and how does it play in the night 2? Do Cody and Seth lose to the Bloodline of Rock and Roman and set up a Bloodline rules match where you can get away with all the gaga, where you bring back everybody who's ever been wronged by the Bloodline to kind of even the odds and let Cody and Roman duke it out in the middle? You get a John Cena return.
That's the last thing I want.
I'm leaning more towards that way, but I don't think it's going. I don't feel like it's going to be over the top. I think it's going to be more them fending off the Bloodline if anybody does come back. I don't think it's, I hope at least it doesn't play into the finish, because if they do have something like that, it'll be a nice cheap, you know, these guys were wronged, fighting the Bloodline off, so Cody and Roman can do their thing right in the okay. you know, in the center of the ring. I think in that yes, yeah, very very simple, very the Bloodline's here, oh shit, these guys are here, fight them off, get the story focused back on what's going on yes. in the ring. And that's why I think that I'm okay with Rock and Roman winning night 1. The other thing that I still have in the back of my mind is Rock turning on Roman in that match to have it be a barred from ringside situation.
Rondo?
I mean, I like what you say. I'd like it to be Cody and Roman towards it. Everybody fights everybody else off, and at the end, Cody pins Roman, and then the next week you can say, have Roman come out and say, everybody else, everybody else failed me. I didn't lose. I lost because of all of you guys. I think that's, that would at least be a good saving face story for that.
So what I don't want is I don't want Sting Triple H.
Right. No,
I don't want that.
That match is still going on.
Yeah, I don't want DX and NWO fighting each other, which made no sense.
When was the last time you watched that match?
I was thinking about
when it happened.
Like
I was thinking about watching it again.
From like a nostalgia standpoint, it's fun.
But it bothered me to no end.
Yeah, like, I get that.
As being such an NWO guy and like having NWO come out to save Sting. I said it then, I'll say it now. Made no sense.
Zero sense.
Sting was in the NWO.
Not the black and white.
Oh yeah, he got the
not with Hogan. Yeah.
Not with Hogan, yeah. So but going back to this, I don't want it to be, I need Cody to win. And if that means that Rock and Roman beat them night one and then both. See, now what does that do to Seth though? If they beat Seth and Drew, and then Drew beats Seth the next night, if that's on the table, like, do they both have to lose and then both have to win, or no. And can they? Are they that confident in their storytelling that Seth can lose, Cody can win, and then Seth will lose two matches, and then Cody loses one?
I mean, if either guy, sorry to cut you off, HK, if either guy gets pinned, you're getting pinned by The Rock. Or Roman Reigns. You're not getting pinned it's fucking Ricochet or someone fucking from AOP.
Fucking wait and Ricochet. There's so many other options.
Matt, Yoohoo Nation is actually going to come out and beat Seth Rollins.
Did anyone notice during Raw, there was a backstage segment where they were doing a I forget who the fuck it was, but in the background behind them, Paul Heyman was talking to Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, they love doing that shit now.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. So I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means either.
That's right. That's why it's so fucking good, baby. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so good. But they do that all the time now, and it's not overdone at all. But it just like grasps your attention because. They don't think you notice it, but you notice it, but they want you to notice it, but they don't think that you know that they know that it, they know that you know that you know that they know. So
ever since that Bray Wyatt, like his story as he was coming back, ever since they did that, and there were so many little fucking things in the
like
background.
Like the little bunny, like in the background. Like
there was always something else back there, which it's so good. Like it's so smart by them because it holds your attention that much more while you're watching because there's not just what you're seeing, but there's things behind what you're seeing and around what you're seeing that to key into. It's genius.
Oh, I watched that Bray Wyatt documentary too. Oofa.
Oh, did you? I was going to watch it before the show, but I didn't realize it was two hours long.
Yeah, I got like 10 minutes left, but it's all the sad stuff, so I'm okay with not seeing that.
Haven't watched that yet. Looking forward to watching it. Haven't seen it yet.
It's really good.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it tonight. So wait, you're saying KGG Bloodline, Cody Roman is the one you're looking forward to all weekend?
It's the one that they've made me care about more than anything. And also, I want to go back to that double swerve, Rock turning on Roman. Can you do that after what he did to Cody on Raw? Can you live in a world where he turns on Roman and is still like a good guy after what he did to Cody?
Makes it tough.
You can live in a world where he inadvertently hits Roman and costs him the match, and Roman sees it as him turning.
Yeah. Smart.
So I was totally on board with this like double agent thing where Rock ends up siding with Cody, but like you can't go back from what he did on Raw, bro. Like you can't come back from that unless you just F Roman for the sake of effing Roman, and I'm like the guy, and then like maybe like down the road you say like Cody, I hope you understand, I had to do what I had to do, like some weird shit like that. Like how do you like? Rock can't be a babyface again anytime soon. Like, I mean, he can. Obviously, he's a Rock, but
yeah.
I like how you made the Rock Antonio Banderas.
Who's Antonio Banderas?
Yeah, exactly. HK, what are you looking forward to this week? You don't know who? Yes, you do.
Everybody knows it. It doesn't matter. I I think emotionally, Cody and Roman is where I'm at. Like that is, that story has been, since he's come back, right? Since Cody has come back, that has been the story that's gripped me the most all the way to where we are now. And I think that's why I'm looking the most forward to Cody. I also, Gunther, man, just from like a match standpoint, I want to see what he does. And those are the two that you know, predominantly are gripping me right now.
Yeah. Rundo.
Cody and Roman. I want to see the story paid off. It's been so long. I got to see it. I'm pretty interested in Uso versus Uso to see how that turns out too. See if that plays anywhere into the main events or where the placement is going to be. How many super kicks they're going to throw.
I just hope we don't get like a brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug. like that can't happen, right? There's no shot of that happening.
No. Zero chance. Because they're still, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
They can.
I know they can, but they shouldn't.
They can,
man,
but they won't.
If they go out there and they have fucking lights out, beat the shit out of each other match where they're, I mean, by the end of it, neither one, I mean, they're both barely standing.
Uh-huh.
And then they come back together and hug it out. I'm for it. Yeah, no. Absolutely.
You didn't see me
a la Cody and fucking Dustin, man.
You didn't see me hugging Mick Foley after our mind games match, did you? No. All right. I was doing blow off a hooker down by the ECW arena, and he was brothers. Fucking. He was sleeping on somebody's couch. That fucking chode.
I'm sorry, HBWT. That was actually the ECPW arena.
It was not the ECPW arena. Talk to Chubby Dudley. He knows what's up.
Holy Chubby shit. Not to derail what we're talking about here, but I fucking, you talking about the ECW arena. I watched Mid-South, right? Because I wanted to see the Heavenly Bodies against the Thrill Seekers, right? That played through. Yeah.
The Night next, of the Legends?
Yeah. Next thing that popped up. ECW number one, right? What a shit show it was. And it was fucking, I laughed my balls off because they gave me a 3-minute, like, it wasn't even a vignette. It was like a promo package of the Sandman as Surfer Sandman. Fucking bumping around in a wetsuit looking like a jagoff. It was hilarious.
Yeah, ECW. I think the voice of New Japan, Walker Stewart, is going to, he said on Twitter, he's going to watch ECW from start to finish. It's an adventure. It's
good luck.
It's a that's oh, there is some early, a lot of
horseshit.
Like, yeah. You got to get to like mid 95 before it even remotely starts to.
Yeah.
How much would you say of ECW is actually on the network? Is it all there? It can't all be.
Not I think they have all the TV shows on there.
From like ECW 1 to Cardona's reign?
That's not ECW.
No,
it's ECW. I think it comes up as a different thing too. Hold on, let's go to the old app here. It's the ECW Hardcore TV. Hardcore TV starts season 1, 1993.
He goes from looking like Shawn Michaels to like an old grandma, like playing.
playing cribbage.
Like, what is this? Oh, that's a code. I'm sorry.
93 to the end of 2000.
That's pretty good. That's a good run.
That's ECW Hardcore TV, and then ECW. I think there's like ECW TV.
That'd be the one on TNN.
TNN
vehicle. Vehicle.
Do you remember the first episode on TNN?
Yeah, the one that wasn't an episode.
I was so fucking pissed off. Finally got ECW on TV in my area, and they show me a fucking clip show.
Nice, right?
Thanks, guys.
ECW. If you go on the network, ECW in ECW A to Z is your WWE CW.
Huge time for the company.
No, terrible time. The worst Christian shit they Cage, ever did.
Jack Swagger. Wall,
ECW.
Yoshitatsu.
ECW. Look, when you click on it and the first thing that comes up featuring Josh Matthews and Byron Saxton, sorry.
Yo, I went to go like rewatch some old Dark Sides of the Ring and like the Buff Bagwell episode, you know what their like little photo is to get to it? It's Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and Six. Like, he's not even in like the picture to click on it.
Like, I'd rather it be him getting his coin purse shaved.
Oh, no. No.
That's
no.
ECW Wrestling is on. That is TNN.
Okay, so there's ECW only... on TV was still like the makeshift ECW.
ECW Hardcore TV is what you want to go with.
That's yeah.
Right. Lots of shows going up too down there in the old 2300 ECW arena.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
All right, hold on. Hold on.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Scott George, the early years of ECW was really good. I got to know, Scott. You're fantastic. What early? You cannot be talking about 93, 94. There's no fucking shot. I got to know. I'm going to wait on fucking Scott George.
Yeah, 94 might have some good stuff sprinkled in there.
No.
That episode that I watched, it was fucking Sal Bellomi with, I forget who he was even
fighting. Fucking Gino Caruso's on, like, the first Hardcore TV.
Fucking sucked.
And yes, Eric Friedz, the Wyatt Doc is on Peacock, WWE Network. Eric Friedz.
Really good. Really good is no, 95 maybe. Douglas doesn't throw down the NWA title till August of 94.
Oh,
and even then, ECW still kind of sketch.
You want to grind Matt's gears? HBW.
The night the line was crossed. Mike Peterson doesn't know the fuck he's talking about.
WWE ECW greatest promotion of all time. That's what he said. Just reporting the news.
Right, the night the line was crossed was February 94. Look, man, I haven't watched the match in probably fucking 20 years, but 15-year-old Matt thought Taboo Terry Funk. Sabu, Terry Funk.
Sound like me.
Sabu, Terry Funk, Shane Douglas, 60-minute time limit draw, three-way dance, was not good at all.
Scott George says 95, 96. So didn't think Hardcore TV started before that.
We agree there, Scotzo Giorgio. Soma's in the mail, brother. Don't you worry, dude. I don't think I have like a Shawn Michaels impersonation.
Ah, let's see. Give me a good Shawn Michaels line. Like a good one.
I think he took them all.
I think I can do a Shawn Michaels because I have like a very gravelly voice now. I could do like late 90s Shawn Michaels. That's
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah. they're all the same. It's just a matter of the dynamics of how you work it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Infant Man.
No, not there yet.
I don't work on it next week.
Yeah,
and I'll dub it and then I'll send it to Matt so you can voice over.
You gotta do like the "You are a zero, my hero." You know those lines. You gotta go from like the Brett.
So I would probably only be able to do late Shawn Michaels, like anywhere from like 97 to, because he has that raspy voice where he gets it like later on. He actually had his entire career, to be honest with you, even the Rockers when he a problem with the Rockers. Not anymore. Like on the barbershop. God. Oh, we're all over the map, eh?
Yeah.
We are all over the map. We're having a great time here at the Wizards Podcast. Be sure you are rating, reviewing, subscribing, following at Wizards Podcast on all forms of social media. What do you guys want to talk about next?
Oh, I got something I want to talk about.
Let's go.
You're going to hate it.
Am I? Do it.
How about dear good close personal friend of the show, Matt Cardona, appearing on Impact and AEW wrestling Adam Copeland in his Cope Open Challenge? How about that? Eh? Eh? Ah. All right. So moving on, how about...
You're a disappointment.
Did you guys happen to see that match, by the way?
I did not.
I would say...
I did not.
Even as a mark for Broski, even as a mark, I would say go out of your way to watch that match. His reaction alone that he got... Brundo, did you see it or no?
No, I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Okay, so go out of your way and watch it just because his reaction alone that he got, the pops that he got, it was awesome. It was a fun little storytelling device that AEW actually did well again for the Cope Open, the first one back since he won the TNT Championship. It was a lot of fun, and it was really cool. The match was great, and great overstatement, but just selling it like it was really, really good, and it was a lot. It was entertaining. The crowd was super into it. That crowd in Ontario was awesome. So
shut up, Captain. Shut up, Capkick.
What? Shut up, Capkick.
Shut up, Capkick.
Say cuck.
I just want to say, I don't care what Randy has to say. I am not scared. I'm not even fake.
The fuck is that?
Dude, you best turned friend. Punishment into a nightmare. I mean,
I'm just
I did.
A little butter up. You're butter up. I am the only one who can beat you at WrestleMania. One more way then. Chill out. One more way then. One more way then. Dex Army. Welcome everybody to Monday Night Raw.
Holy shit.
Hunter, it's a showstopper versus the game at WrestleMania for the World Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, fucking AI rules.
That was me, guys.
God damn, tonight would have been a good night for me to put deodorant on. I might have to take another shower. I'm fucking sweating up a storm.
And then not put deodorant on.
Oh, fucking A. All right, so Matt Cardona doing huge things. Awesome moment for him. The crowd went fucking crazy for it, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And then at Impact, they did, what, the 8-4-1 for the women's?
Yeah. Yes.
And Steph they DeLander. Replaced Steph DeLander because they said...
Ash.
Yeah, she had an injury. And then Broski helped her become the number one contender. Now she's going to wrestle Jordan Grace at... What's the Resurrection?
Rebellion.
Yeah, close enough. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, me, Jesus, Resurrection, Easter yesterday. I'm one track mind. Soma's tits and Jesus.
In those orders.
God, he's got such a hard on for Shawn Michaels. It's ridiculous.
I got a hard on for them titties. And then what they do? They did Josh Alexander, Tracy Williams on Impact.
Yeah, hot sauce, baby.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome match. Eddie Edwards against
Bailey.
Mike Bailey. Another fucking awesome match. And then Macklin Sabin.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Dude, great fucking week of Impact.
Dude, TNA is getting there. And you have Nick Nemeth now going on going up against Moose for the Beltsky Magelsky, and they're really firing still, and they're introducing new talent. Grizzled Young Vets just won the UK World Tag Team titles. I think it was Rev Pro.
Rev Pro, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I don't know if they're gone from TNA or not, or what. Brundo, do you know any more about that? Are they gone from TNA or no? I don't think so, right?
I don't think so. Maybe they're just, you know, doing a quick tour over there.
Yeah. And
Stinkso McGinkso.
I love the McGinks. Like, that's like my favorite thing that we do now. It's just rhyming words with the McGinks. Schnockered. I am not. Do you know who makes the name of these shows? I get triggered sometimes. HB double T, what's going on here?
Ooh, Tony's on deck.
Oh, come on. He's going to try on IG. All right. Sound the alarms. Sound the alarms.
Wow, this is riveting.
I know. See if I can do this. Let's see if I can do this.
Oh, I hope you can.
Oh, so
we're gonna try to get it on the feed?
Yes, because he's gonna go live on Instagram and then I should be able to share the screen and we might be able to watch. I hope he's got good Wi-Fi. Hope the Hulkster's paying for the Wi-Fi, dude. I thought there was another person in the room with you.
Matt thought he was looking in a mirror.
I'm a little disappointed I wasn't mailed a wig. I'm not going to lie.
Well, we figured you could just cut yourself a little bald patch.
Yeah, I feel like you would have a wig already.
I don't.
In your house.
I don't think I do.
I feel like you're a wig guy. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, not because you need it, but because like it would just be something that
the serial killer has.
Yeah, like
a fucking closet full of wigs.
Like, Matt, you've had enough like crazy Halloween costumes that it wouldn't be outlandish that there would be a wig somewhere in your house.
I got a wig. Wigs. I got a wig.
You do. It's called Molly.
I guess I'm not following that one.
Shout out to the 500 people watching us live. Holy hell. Yahtzee Magatsi.
Double D's a real ladies, man.
No, HB, you know what? Forget 4 weeks. That's it. He's HB Double T all year. That's it.
You can't handle this. I'll get us banned. Oh my god, I'll sexually harass anything that has a pair of tits. Let's go.
I'll sexually harass anything.
Let's go.
Honest about it, I guess.
That lampshade's looking real fine.
You can't cancel a fictional character, IWC. Suck it!
Imagine HB Double T and that lamp from A Christmas Story.
That lamp shows his leg.
I'll fist the shit out of it. I'd look like fucking Ian Rotten at an ECW show. I had broken glass all over my hand. Sister Fister.
I see you humping the lamp like a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Did it.
Is this happening? Is it happening?
What?
Are you able?
I haven't got a notification yet.
Okay.
Did I do that right? Notification.
And once you get that notification, we will have a celebration.
I love it. I love it. Once I see the notification, I don't want to wait for the Donkalicious.
Right, right.
All right, so this is what we got to pick this week. Speaking of picks.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this is where we are with the standings. Brundon and KJG are tied 22-4. They're both in first place. Tony's 21-5, HK 20-6, I'm 19-7. Big weekend. We got Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor.
Ugh.
It's a big bro. They run like 3 pay-per-views a year.
I'm actually looking forward to that one.
Fucking 72 matches on it.
Do we have I'm going to see if I can find a card here.
I got the card. They got Briscoe Kingston, Athena Shida, Kyle Fletcher and Lee Johnson.
Ugh.
Queen Amidala and Billy Starks.
Ow!
I'm not into that one either.
Yeah, Matt's really down on Billy Starks.
Yeah, your boy Dalton Castle and
to the castle.
Johnny TV, and then a Stardom showcase. So
I want to like. Do you guys think that people would be like? So who's the Lee Johnson match or the Lee Mario? Was it
Lee Johnson, Kyle Fletcher for the TV title?
All right, so everyone loves Kyle Fletcher, right? And everyone appreciates that, I think, loves Lee Johnson. Do you think that this match under the Ring of Honor banner would be better if it was actually the old Ring of Honor? Like, not better, but I mean, like, do you think people would appreciate it more if it was actually Ring of Honor and not this, like subsidiary AEW company?
I think it would be better if Ethan Page was in it.
That wasn't, that has nothing to do with
anything. I think I kind of understand what you're asking, KJG, and to a certain extent, yes, because I think ROH had a very loyal fan base. And I don't know how many of those fans carried over into now like AEW ROH. That part of it I'm not sure of, but I think to an extent, I think people would be a little bit more excited for it if it was just based in I don't know what you would call
like Baltimore, ROH original. Like Baltimore, like the USBC or UMBC arena, right. Philadelphia or New York.
To be fair, the last couple of years they do the Supercard of Honor wherever Mania is.
It's right.
Not, yeah. But yes, I think you're right, Kevin. Because here I think because I went on a rant last week and it could apply to fucking Dynamite Wednesday night because you put the Kingdom in a tag team tournament. They're the Ring of Honor tag team champions. These are prestigious fucking titles. The fucking Briscoes. The Kings of Wrestling. Like, they meant something. Now they're just fucking shit that these poor guys got to fucking carry with them through the goddamn fucking airport.
Because
they don't mean a fucking thing. Why do I give a flying fuck about Kyle Fletcher against Lee Johnson when Kyle Fletcher loses every week on Dynamite or Collision? Why should I give a shit about the Kingdom when they're fucking losing every week on AEW TV? So now I'm supposed to put down, I won't even spend fucking $10 on this. I canceled my Ring of Honor subscription at the beginning of the month. I'm not, sorry. I'm sure the show will be great, but I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Nothing on this show does anything for me, which is a goddamn shame because Final Battle was fucking awesome.
Yeah. And to me, like this Mark Briscoe, Eddie Kingston, I'm intrigued by it. Like, I think Mark Briscoe will win this belt. So, like, I am intrigued to possibly watch it because I know from bell to bell, from start to finish, it will be a good show. But, like, that's great. You have guys like us that might order it just because it is what it is. But getting other people in, I don't think that's their game, man. Like, they clearly don't care about getting other people in to it. So, it's sad, but I might order this just because Eddie Kingston, Mark Briscoe is something I want to see.
How much are they charging for it?
I don't know.
Where's the video?
I couldn't get it up.
You've said that before.
Story of his life.
Oh my god. Why won't it load?
Can't be playing a wizard shirt?
He's wearing shorts.
He got his own security.
Hulkster's right behind him.
So much attention, Tony. Come on,
he's looking at for
he's scared shitless of the security guard.
The DJ, like, yep. It's a crowd work.
What the hell?
What a fucking hump.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy for him.
The Hulkster's right behind him. People are right loving it.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, are we going to be able to isolate just his performance? Are we going to be able to pull that?
We should be able to.
Oh, you have to. Gotta be able to pull that. The video and everything, man. That's fucking amazing. Good for him.
Yeah, 100%. I would pay $75 probably to do that, too, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and then, the nads on him to go up there and sing like that? All out of
right in front
shit?
Of the Hulkster.
Matt, let me ask you this. How much would you pay to do karaoke in front of Bret Hart?
Oh, God. That's a great question. Mm. The Hulkster's applauding him!
Oh!
That's fucking awesome.
He's in contention. That was a good performance. He's got a little more showmanship, a little more gusto.
Seemed like some showmanship early. Seems like he had it, and he kind of stepped back.
Well, it was the song that he picked. There was that little lull where he was just standing around for a little bit.
So you can't do that.
He brought it in good, too, when he started talking to Hogan there, too.
Yeah.
That was smart,
brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I'm he fuck yeah. by Jimmy. So
that's awesome.
Yep.
Oh, terrible karaoke song, but great job.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was frantically working when I got the notification that the Wizards was live. I don't know why I couldn't get it live on Instagram.
It's a shame.
On this other tab. Yeah, man, we made it work though.
That's all right. We'll be able to pull it, the video and everything. Maybe you can put it up on the YouTube then.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yes.
The world needs to see this if they haven't already.
Yeah, they do.
I'm so happy.
That was, I'm not gonna lie, that made my night.
I generally hate
absolutely
hate watching people sing karaoke. Like I'm not a fan. But there's something there, man. Like I watching Tony do it in front of the Hulkster. that's special.
Because all right, so here's the difference. There's karaoke singers that think they're actually like good singers and go up there and try to like sing, and then here's Tony.
Like, well, maybe he does think he was like maybe.
No, Tony's out there having fun. You know that he's up there just to have fun. On no universe does Tony think he's a good singer. So he's up there to have a good time in front of the Hulkster. He's not trying to get a job with Hulk Hogan at Hogan's Beat Shop.
I was hoping he would sing like a little Louis Prima. I thought maybe go that route with it.
Ooh,
like Pennies from Heaven, right?
Yeah. Little Sinatra, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I've always more of a Prima guy, but yeah,
I'm a big Prima guy, big Louis Prima. Yeah. No. Man on fire.
So good, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe Angelina, right? Maybe go that route with it.
Angelina. Yeah. All right. I like it.
Whew. All right. So where were we? Sorry.
I don't know, man.
So Ring of a Supercard of Honor. Right, it's included in Honor Club, so you don't have to order the pay-per-view, Kevin. You just sign up for Honor Club. They steal your $10. Remember to cancel.
I remember. I wonder if I still have it. Oh my God!
Right, so Super Card of Honor is Friday night, right? Oh, I never flipped my calendar. Oh,
2024.
Hold the phones, guys.
Uh-oh.
Shout out to my Bread Club partner who got married Saturday. Congratulations, Kieran.
Siron.
All right.
I had that on my calendar.
Nice, man. Congratulations, buddy.
But the 5th is Friday, so that's Super Card of Honor. And then NXT Stand and Deliver is what, Saturday afternoon?
Yeah.
We got to pick that because that's a PLE.
Old McWalkie chimed in. He said that he doesn't think Supercard is free on Honor Club.
Well, KTG said it's included in Honor Club.
But Mott Spock said about 7 minutes later, he doesn't think that Supercard is.
Does Mott Spock work for Fightful?
He does have a Ring of Honor podcast.
Yeah.
On the Shining Wizards Network.
Damn right.
Defer to old McWalkie on this one.
You know what? Since my new boss, Sean Ross Sapp's going to reach out to the HB double T later, I'm going to side with them hitters from Fightful, baby.
Oh, never mind. Thanks, McWalkie.
He says he checked, he looked, he retracts.
I don't retract nothing. If anything, I'm going to reach out and touch somebody. And if you're not down with that, I got two words for you.
Double T.
Vomit plate.
HB Double T, how does it make you feel that DX was better once you left?
Wait, Stand and Deliver is tonight?
No, Stand and Deliver is not tonight.
No.
Oh, that's 2003.
It wasn't in 2003 either.
2024, Stand and Deliver is Saturday after... Ugh. Saturday morning, 11:30 a.m.
Ugh.
Wait, 11:30 Eastern?
11:30 a.m.
Oh, fuck my ass. That's 10:30 for me.
Oh, you've already been up for 5 hours. Who gives a shit?
That's true, but, you know, I like to ease into my day, especially on the weekend.
Get the Peacock, man. Watch it on demand.
KGG, mock spot. Don't spend the $10. We got you.
Oh, I appreciate that, guys. I will reach
He's a good
out.
Man.
My side piece from Fightful says, I don't miss. I miss all the time. Don't worry, Kate. I'll hit it.
I will say this. This might be some of the best radio we've ever done.
Also, Kate? No, I've never come on my cats. I know where my thumb goes.
All right. I retract that statement.
You're good about it. You're good. Also, you know what HB Double T does? I just fuck the sides up. Don't worry about it. I got you, homie. So yeah, you're gonna be up for 5 hours before the show even starts, HK.
Yeah, I am. All right. Well, Saturdays I usually sleep in a little bit.
Oh, 4 hours.
Yeah, probably close to four.
Wake up at 6:30 after your boggle.
Boggle? The fuck? Yeah, I get up and play boggle in the morning.
You fucking people from Minnesota are weird. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I wake up at 6:30 on Saturday just to fire up the old boggle.
A.K.A. take it out of the box and just put it on a table.
Yeah.
Firing it up, baby.
Yeah, gotta fire it up.
Gotta fire it up.
Fire it up, baby. So we got Supercard Friday night. Stand and Deliver, 11:30 Saturday morning. WrestleMania Night 1, WrestleMania Night 2. Four pay-per-views over the weekend. This gentleman could send the picks into a complete fucking tailspin, and I am ready to fuck my whole year up right now, right here, right now. I'm already in the basement, and I have every intention of not staying there, which means I will definitely be there.
Ah, good.
No doubt.
Trust your instinct, buddy. Trust your instinct.
I gotta ask, I guess, just a, I don't know, in my mind, it's a logical question. Why are we picking ROH?
It's a premium live event. They have three a year.
That's right.
I don't know, man.
It's on
it's
the
a big
table.
Card, man. It's not. It is. It's not the weekly show. It's the big show.
Well.
So when was the last NWA pay per view? Did we pick the last NWA?
Is that the, you know? I what? Think it was the Coke one.
I have yeah.
Was it
Samhain?
Really?
Samhain. Yeah.
Oh, Samhain.
Because I don't think the one they did,
the right, yeah, the death match one that wasn't a
right. That wasn't a pay per view. I think they.
Okay.
NWA Samhain.
I mean, I guess if you can make logical sense of it, I'm on board. But I just don't. I don't know.
Let's see, yes, Samhain was the last pay per view.
Samhain.
Samhain. Sasha's fire.
I mean, if you want, we can go to picking XPW also.
We will not pick
XPW. Well, is it? Wait, let me ask you this: is it a pay per view?
I mean, it all the XPW
streams someplace.
Well,
so this is where I kind of fell off with this, and I kind of started streamlining with Matt's ideas. Well, like TNA does these shows like every month. They're $10. You pay for them, to watch them if you're not a part of Impact Plus. So technically those are still pay-per-views, but we decided that we don't do those, which is fine. But I think ROH is different. Like ROH is like, this is WrestleMania week. This is a big time show. This is a big deal. Any show that Ring of Honor does is going to be a pay-per-view type atmosphere. So I feel like we need to pick this show, and it's decided we are picking this show. So
I think it's time to move on from ROH.
If we could have that conversation for next year, but I think now we're definitely doing it. We have to do it.
I think the majority of people have moved on from ROH. I think it's time for us to do the same.
Nah. You ready to throw in the towel?
Yeah.
He's out.
We can pick Baptized in Blood 4. It takes place next weekend, April 13th. Looks like Dirty Ron is taking on Tarzan Duran.
Oh, Tarzan Duran.
Big Tarzan Duran guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
No idea.
Dude, I don't know that one.
Brendan, you should know these people. Shouldn't you?
I know Dirty Ron. I don't know.
Of course you do. You look like you would know Dirty Ron. Yeah.
Look at you.
You look like you're his key grip on the porn set.
I don't know why, but Brendan.
By key grip, I mean.
Oh, that.
Kung Fu grip there, bro.
HK, is it me or does Brendan look like he's in like a giant like fish tank?
Like, you know, like, what's funny? You say that, and in the background, I see like a it looks like a children's book. Like it like looks like he's in a fucking daycare.
And like, I don't know what it looks like. His background is so weird. It looks like he's in a fish tank.
Do we? I'll see your children's book, and I'll raise you XPW. Lizzie Bourne exposed.
Same shit.
Let's get Kate back on the phone.
Jamie gave this to me. I've never watched it. I bet you it's just fucking porn.
Porn. Yeah.
Is it actually got matches?
I don't know. What does the back say? I'm going to take off my gimmicks to read the back. I mean, the back has her licking her own tits.
Oh, nice. All right.
It also has her. Yes, Shane Douglas. That is the franchise.
KJG's reaction to that was fucking priceless.
Nice. Lizzie Borden has used her looks and wits to get to the top of XPW. Now as the hottest company owner in history of pro wrestling, Borden recalls some of her greatest moments in XPW, provides a personal look into her private side. This intimate portrait takes you deep inside of Lizzie, a nice. Place every fan wants to be.
Nice.
Find out exactly why both in and out of the ring, Lizzie Bourne is the queen of extreme.
Nice.
Kate, I'm going to drop this off, kid. We got some practicing to do. I expect you in this candy cane outfit. Jamie's like, oh, I got something for you. And I was like, cool. Last time he gave me like a fucking Ricky the Dragon VHS, I was like, awesome. He fucking pulls this out.
And then you pulled this out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
You ever say something and not remember it at all, like 5 seconds later?
Oh, here you go, double T. Said she was in volume 2. You got to pick up volume 2.
Oh, I'm on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Forgive me, Caesar. Jesus.
Caesar.
Forgive me, Cheez-Its, for I have sinned. Oh, good God. This hat's making my head very sweaty. So we got
You've committed your fulfillment to this. I think you can lose it if you want to.
We only got a couple more minutes. I don't want to go super long. The last fucking week, we almost did a 4-hour show. Me and Handsome Kevin. All right, Handsome Kevin, did you remedy your dark side of the ring situation?
Yes, I did. Yes, I
do.
Did.
You I know? Did. Does your cable provider give you on demand Vice?
I did not look for that.
But you set the DVR,
yeah.
And did we all watch the Beefer Tuesday night?
Yeah,
sure did.
It's still on the DVR for me. I lost track of time this week.
All right. Well, Brendan, we're going to talk
spoil
about it.
So. Go for it.
Oh, there's nothing to spoil about it. I thought it was very... I don't know. It's my least favorite one so far.
Right. Very ambiguous. Like, very, like... He doesn't come across as a bad guy. He doesn't come across as a good guy. Like, very... Like, what was so dark? Like, it was like the Tenta one. Like, what was so dark about him? Like,
right. And there was nothing... They didn't shed any light on why everybody hates his wife.
Yeah.
You just watch the episode. You grow to hate her real quick.
Saving that for the podcast.
Ah, and like, she seemed like a nice girl.
Oh, she sucks.
I'm sorry. I don't know. What do I know? I don't know. Like,
what... Well, I'm so sorry.
I just know what I saw on the TV. I never met the woman.
Oh, she sucks.
She seemed very supportive of Beefer.
Fucking can't stand her. Nope. Nope.
Right. Now, we've read some comments that the Hammer said about her, but is there like a crux to your beef with her, HK? Or is
you know,
it just...
You know, I think, and I can't necessarily pinpoint when it was, but actually maybe I can. Early last spring or the spring before, where like it seemed like she believed that she was the star. Like, she was Beefcake. She had a name. Like, she was something special. And that rubbed me the wrong way. And then I started, like, I didn't follow her on any of her socials, but I would check in just every, you know, periodically to make sure I was right. She just seemed so fucking miserable. Just fucking miserable. And there has to be something to it when, like, you see them together and it's like he'll say something and check with her. Like, oh, did I say that right? Was that right? Yeah, no, it was good. It was good. Like, it's just fucking miserable. And all of his friends don't want anything to do with him anymore. The common denominator is her. It's her.
Oh, so he's a simp in love.
No. There might be a little, you know, master and slave situation there.
Do you think she beats him?
Do I think she does? I don't, you know. I hope not, but I'm not ruling it out.
Does she use a spur?
She's.
I got breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Nope. Oh, boy.
AEW cuts are underway.
Get out of here.
Looks like so far AEW has released Stu Grayson.
Oh, for the second time.
According to Fightful Sean Ross Sapp, the only person I will actually look to when this information starts to become available.
He's your boss now.
He is my boss. I'll be working for him post WrestleMania, or unless I find Jesus, whatever happens first.
That's right.
So as the information starts to become available, if we're still on the show, I will let you guys know. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your heat for Misty.
Missy,
yeah.
Which is so weird, though, too, because Missy Hyatt was also on the episode very frequently as well. So, like,
yeah. And you know what bothers me? She talks like she worked at WWE for a long time. She was there for like a fucking cup of coffee.
Yeah, less than.
Yeah.
Yeah. She might have got three sips.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just also like. Are you that? The story where he like finds out he's going to be the barber instead of in the dream team, like, and he freaks the fuck out. Like, did you not look around and see everyone had a fucking gimmick and yours was dog shit?
Yeah. And he didn't even like promo back then. It was so weird. Like, I don't think it was at WrestleMania. Was it one where Valiant promos and then he just looks in the camera and he goes and walks away. Like, yeah, that's working out for you, Beefer. Good idea. Don't change things. Just like, fuck you.
Probably the most intelligent thing he ever said.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Nah, and how is like Brian Blair in every single one of these dark sides?
He's got a lot of free time.
Yeah, but he couldn't have been everywhere. He was says he's at the. He's I guess
he was a lot of these Brian guys everywhere.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't think it was super duper dark. Like, he got his face crushed. Okay.
I guess it was. This may have been one of those, like, not every episode could be so dark and dreary that will like put some part of their life that was bad and then give them a happy ending type deal. Like, I don't know. I'm totally guessing on that, but that's what it seems like to me, because John Tenta wasn't like, I mean, he died, but like,
right.
His that was wasn't like a bad, like a different way.
Yeah.
It was like sad, dark compared to like, he didn't do drugs. He just died.
Yeah. So like yeah. Brutus ended up doing drugs and doing all this stuff, and everyone, I guess his attachment with Hulk probably made it more appealing in terms of how he lived his life, and he thought he can get a free pass. And then there was the whole stealing money from Hulk, which Hulk thought, or something like that. Like, so there's an element to it. It makes it intriguing no matter what, whether it's on Dark Side or whether it's on biographies on A&E or whether it's, you know, independent documentaries. It's an interesting story that I didn't hate. And just because it was labeled Dark Side of the Ring doesn't necessarily make it dark, nor does it necessarily make it a bad watch.
I think, too, it's Brutus Beefcake, so it's a name people will tune in for. Like, there's more than enough 80s fans like us that are going to see Beefcake and be like, all right, I'll watch a documentary on him.
Also, say what you want about him, like being Hogan's like lackey or whatever, but, dude, Brutus the Barber Beefcake was fucking over like fucking Rover, dude.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Like, if they made him world champion, I don't think, maybe at the time because Hogan was there, but like, if they wanted to and they wanted to strap that rocket to him super far, they easily could have. And I don't think anyone in 1989, 1990 would have batted an eye that it was Brutus Beefcake, like Brutus the Barber Beefcake running your company. That's how crazy over he was, man. Like, it was insane.
He beat Mr. Perfect.
The first one to do it.
Yes. Do you believe his story of him getting tan and diesel and going into Turner and nobody knowing it was fucking Ed Leslie?
I believe that. I believe that Eric Bischoff had no clue. I believe that for 100%.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's true or not.
It didn't look like him.
Right. I didn't realize it was him at first.
I remember watching it live.
Yeah.
And like him just like standing in the back of the ring out of nowhere, just like no big frills, no big turn, no big, you know, moves or anything. He just was standing there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who the fuck is that? I mean, it took me like a week to then realize who it was. But at that time, I remember not knowing that it was him. And listen, I'm a Brutus guy in every incarnation of his character for some reason. He has this like charisma that just drew you in no matter what character you were.
Every incarnation.
You're a booty man guy?
I love the booty man.
What about the butcher?
Love the butcher.
Love when the butcher.
The three faces of fear with him, Sullivan, and Avalanche. Loved it.
Yeah, that was a great Starcade main event.
Loved it. Loved it. Loved Savage came in right then too. I loved it because I don't know. It was different. And I was also 11. So like,
yeah,
like who knows? But to this day, like I still love the Dungeon of Doom. Like I still love the three.
Well, I can't fault you. I can't fault you there.
Yeah. So like, this was like the precursor to the Dungeon of Doom when he became the Butcher, the Booty Man, the Zodiac. I will say this. I don't remember the Man with No Name. I don't remember that part of his career. I don't know how many matches he wrestled.
That was like that. Boss Man being the boss. Like blink, you miss it probably.
Like the Guardian.
Yeah. I remember the Guardian.
Guardian Angel was a nice little switch ski.
They had a lot of promos or a lot of vignettes for him on Worldwide.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find a thanks, Apron Bump.
So I hated when Disciple, like when Ultimate Warrior tried to get him to the OWN, the One Warrior Nation, and then like all of a sudden now he's a babyface and like fighting Hogan. Like that was stupid. But like what, like they tried literally everything with him. And he's like a cockroach. Like I think that may have been mentioned on the show. He was like a cockroach. They couldn't get rid of him.
Do you think? What do you think? Here's a great what if. What if he doesn't get the parasailing knees to the face? Like, does he go on to be the IC champion? And is his run completely different?
Well, what's the timeline? I think the parasailing accident is after.
Yeah, that's after Honky loses already.
Yeah.
Or, well, no, not.
We're talking like 92, not like 90, 91 is the incident, or 90?
92.
And then he comes back in 92 to do the barbershop. And then he comes back to wrestle in 93 or maybe late 92.
No, 93 he comes back. WrestleMania 9.
Yeah, but he also has a match with like IRS on Raw without the mask.
That was like January, February. End of January, beginning of February.
But then they do the whole gimmick where DiBiase, like, they smash him with the briefcase. And like that's when Jimmy Hart turns babyface, tries to, like, cover him up.
So he got – the parasailing accident was 1990.
Okay. Wow. And then he came back in 91 to do the barbershop because that's when you were leaning into that's when the Rockers break up in 91.
Oh, so, fuck. He was that guy, too, that would run into the ring and attack people.
Yeah, with the mask on and, like, the bulletproof vest, like the Rambo vest.
What a fucking dumb fucking...
You couldn't not tell who that was. Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
No, you couldn't. He looked like a furry. Like,
just because, like, and then we go to the ring, and then, like, once he's done doing what he's doing, we go like this. We're like, and that was so Brutus. Like, that's what's like, I'm dropping everything. That was like so Brutus. Like, it was not last.
Should have been maybe a fucking TV show in the 90s. That's so Brutus.
So Brutus.
So I think it's been discussed, but he's had the most gimmick names of all time, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
That's why we did over on Gorilla Brain. We did.
That's right. Yeah.
We have the yearly. We have what we call the Leslies for the worst gimmicks. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So according to Cage Match, he wrestled twice as the Man with No Name at a worldwide taping. He beat Kevin Sullivan by DQ and Slambury 95, a legend reunion. He wrestled Kevin Sullivan as the Man with No Name.
Did he really? I've watched that recently. I don't remember this at all.
So he must have turned babyface as the Man with No Name and then turned heel again as the fucking Zodiac and then turned babyface again as the Booty Man? Wait,
was the Man with No Name between Zodiac and...
It had to have been.
Booty Man, I guess?
It had
Yes, he was the Butcher. His last appearance as the Butcher was WCW Saturday Night on April 13th, 1995. A month later, he shows up at the tapings for Worldwide as the Man with No Name. He wrestles Sullivan at Slamboree in May. And then in August of 95, he's in the Dungeon of Doom as the Zodiac.
Yeah. No. Yes.
And then he is the Zodiac. He is the Zodiac until
the Doomsday Cage. Like around that time.
Then he becomes a spy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I've watched Doomsday Cage like 12 times.
Well, no. When was the Doomsday's Cage?
That was uncensored 1996.
Yeah, it was like February.
It was uncensored.
96?
Uncensored 96.
Because he is the Booty Man in March of 96.
Well, he comes in at the end of the Doomsday Cage there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But he is the boot, so he's a face.
Yeah, he's giving out frying pans that break.
Yeah, he helped. He gives them weapons and shit, right?
Yeah, he's the his last appearance of the Zodiac is December 1995, and then he shows up in February, and he teams with Hogan and Savage against Kevin Sullivan and the Four Horsemen. And then it's Hogan, Savage, and the Booty Man against Kevin Sullivan, Arn Anderson, and Ric Flair for a couple nitros in a row.
Who was the worst Hogan ally? The Booty Dave Man or Kevin Sullivan? Or Evad. No, Evad. Evad Sullivan. David Sullivan. Yeah. Who was worse?
That's like choosing between AIDS and cancer.
Oh, God. I wasn't expecting you to go there, bud.
It was only a matter of time.
Imagine loosening your purse strings there.
Oh, is that what the PC stands for?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Good call.
together. Ah, more breaking news.
Who else was released?
Nobody. Oh. Leah Maivia will be going into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Leah Maivia.
I believe that's the Rock's grandmother.
Because of her hand in God, what was the promotion?
Hawaii? Paragon Pro? No.
Polynesian Pro Wrestling.
There it is. Yeah.
I think it's his mom, though, no?
No, his mom is was married to Rocky Johnson.
Well, that's who I think it is, or... right?
No.
No?
This was the woman who was married to the high chief.
Yeah.
Peter Maivia.
Yeah.
The Dwayne, so assuming, Dwayne is her grandson.
I'm assuming that she's no longer with us.
Oh, no. She's been dead since 2008.
All right. Okay.
This Hall of Fame cast kind of lacks some pizzazz, doesn't it?
It's all based around Paul Heyman and everyone else. They're just gonna throw Paul, everyone else in.
So this is what we got: Paul Heyman, Bull Nakano, Thunderbolt Patterson, Leah Maivia, the U.S. Express, and Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, it definitely lacks. Lacks a punch.
Yeah, no. I mean, even with Muhammad Ali in it.
Ali and the U.S. Express are from WrestleMania 1.
Yeah.
Right. Heyman in Philadelphia, you know. Bull Nakano is long overdue. Thunderbolt Patterson.
Yeah. Apparently he has a whole lot of influence. So he had a whole lot of influence on Dusty. So I'm wondering if, like Matt, you mentioned in a text not too long ago, like heavy rock influence.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't tell if this is, or obviously now with his grandmother being involved, obviously it kind of seems that way, but I didn't think it was, because Thunderbolt Patterson has a lot of Dusty influence and a lot of Cody influence. So I wonder if they're trying to, like, this is without trying to be disrespectful to the inductees, is like save people and try to prolong the Hall of Fame, because people wanted like Lex Luger in, people wanted maybe like even like Batista or something like that. Like, is this Demolition. A move to prolong it, where now we're going to have one headliner and then everyone else that deserves it, but just won't necessarily, like Hogan, Orndorff, Piper, you know, Sheik, all in the same year.
I mean, sorry, HK, go ahead.
No, I was wondering if it's just catching up with them, where like you go back in years past where they have just, it's stacked and studded, and it's not going to be possible to do that every year. Right. You know what I mean? Like, was Jake, DDP, and
Scott Hall
all in the state? Like,
it was Jake and Scott Hall. I think DDP inducted one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they've been having just some really star studded Hall of Fames. And maybe they've gotten to the point now where, like, wow, maybe it's catching up with them and they keep doing this every year. And they're going to, sooner or later, the classes are going to be either thinner or just people that maybe aren't of the same caliber.
But what's so crazy to me, though, is that it's still a TV show. So, yeah. Like, how many fans are going to watch to see, with all due respect to that? No, we will, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Because we all know about Bull Nakano and Thunderbolt Patterson and the U.S. Express.
But it's like, also, to your point earlier, KJG, WrestleMania is the biggest international event, and all these people come in for this weekend. So my buddy Pete came up for baseball on Thursday, and his wife and kids bought him night two. So he said, well, if I'm going down there, then I'm going to go to SmackDown, the Hall of Fame, NXT, and night one of Mania. You're going to make a week out of it. So all these people flying in are going to all this, and it's all fucking Peacock. You don't have to pay. You have to pay what, $9.99, or sign up for the first month for free.
Yeah, and I guess that makes it better, easier, because it's after SmackDown. So like, you're already there. If you're already there for SmackDown, you'll stick around for. But here's like, even the smartest of smart fans, like Thunderbolt Patterson, Bull Nakano, two inductees that are, with all due respect, already deceased. Like,
Bull Nakano is not dead.
I don't think Paul's dead.
Yeah. No, I'm saying Muhammad Ali and Rock's grandmother.
But you... Oh, you're saying Bull Nakano, Thunderbolt Patterson, and
them. Yeah, Bull Nakano, comma, and then two people that are...
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to...
I'm not killing nobody.
Because I think Thunderbolt Patterson isn't...
No, he's alive.
Is he?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, that's great news.
TBP still kicking, huh?
Oh yeah, 82 years young.
Holy shit! Is he giving a speech?
They all have to, right?
Unless they don't have to, but
oh my god, could you imagine Muhammad Ali giving us a speech?
it's a very weird twist from the norm of what they've done.
Yeah.
So, which is fine if that's where they want to go forward.
But I think back to Handsome Kevin's point, like, you're running out of guys, right?
Mm-hmm. But Rey Mysterio is still wrestling, and he's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. So, like, Paul Heyman is still on the main roster. He's going into the Hall of Fame. So what's stopping you, if that's your method of inducting, like, say, like, the, like, AJ Styles next year, or, like,
Randy Orton
next year, or, you know, the Hardys come back in a different role, not wrestling, induct them next year.
Right. Like, so part of me is disappointed in this class for, I think, one big reason, and that was after seeing Paul Heyman get inducted, I the next two names I was dying for was Tommy Dreamer and Raven. Like, I thought that would have been such a beautiful thing, and I think both are very deserving.
I wouldn't be shocked if we don't see Tommy Dreamer induct Paul Heyman.
It'd be great. But like, those were the name, and I think that's why some of the steam has come off of it for me as well, is because of guys that I thought, like, boy, like, to me, I don't think there's very few, if any, guys out there more deserving than Tommy Dreamer. And so not to get his name anywhere in there, I was just disappointed, I think. So, and even if you take away my disappointment, I don't think this class has a lot of steam.
So excuse me. So we've seen what Triple H's influences have been since he's been put in this position of power, right? He mended the fences with Bruno, got him back. The same with the Warrior. You're bringing The Rock into the fold. Cody, I don't care what anyone says, I think he has a lot of input because he's arguably their biggest star, right? Yeah. And I think, Tony's here.
My bad.
Karaoke McGoki.
Dunk.
What's going on, boys?
No, what's up?
I don't know.
Dude.
Hey. So Lego head, huh?
Almond head. I see.
Tony, you're about to get mugged, Tony. Who's that?
Tony, the shadows. Watch for the shadows,
dude.
There we go.
Got a 24/7 championship going on over there. What's going on?
Oh yeah, man, it's always a struggle. Speaking of struggling, you hear me hitting them high notes?
Ooh. Yeah, man, we liked your shout out to the Hulkster during the musical instrumental break.
Like that Slaying Giants in
1984, brother.
It was awesome. Yeah,
it is what it is. I had a few Proseccos in me that were sending around Jello shots, like lemon shots. So. I was pretty good.
Did you laughed? You didn't know if you won a belt?
Really? Even my son says, I'm proud of you. You went up there and did it.
The Hulkster promised us other wrestlers during WrestleMania weekend. Did you see anybody?
No, just Jimmy Hart and Nick. You know, that was about it.
Bachwinkle?
I met Ron Howard, the dude that runs the Hogan Beach Shop today, too.
Oh, not that Ron Howard.
Oh, he's an interesting character. No, not the Ron Howard. Shit, I'm on the camera. This sucks.
So we were talking about this earlier because we have our Fortnite group chat and then our text message, and you've sent numerous pictures of Hogan Beach Shop paraphernalia. Is this all from one trip, or are you constantly walking past the beach shop?
No, yesterday was Easter. I saw the Happy Easter Brothers sign, so I had to take a picture. Today was the only day I went in. I bought this shirt, and I bought a black and blue version of it, and then I bought a the one with, like, the what do you call them? Like, the shadow picture where it says Immortal across the top, you know, that kind of style.
All right. You fucking $120 for three T-shirts?
No, you buy them in the store, they're only $25, so they're regular price.
Oh, brother, thanks for buying a T-shirt. Does he thank you?
Well, he told me this shirt has magical powers. I don't know if they were enough to get me a belt tonight. He got me up on stage.
Did you tell him Nick should have wore that shirt?
No, well, Nick's got his whole head, you know?
Yeah.
Tony, there I wonder what would have happened if you rolled in with a Shining Wizards Mania T-shirt and offered to give that to him, what his reaction would have been.
He would have said, that don't work for me, brother.
Now, Tony, did either one of the Hogan theme songs, did that cross your mind to sing? Maybe a little flattery?
we left, but somebody was actually coming up a couple songs down. They were going to sing Real American. So. Mm.
Yeah, that's got to be every week for them down there.
Oh, so, you see, that's why I don't want to do that. I figure I could probably get sort of through Nearly Lost You, but I mean, I'll go back and watch the video for your guys' honest opinions.
Oh, no, you can have them right now.
I was so happy.
We loved it. I tried to pull it from Instagram and share it, but I couldn't get Instagram Live to open, so I held the video, my cell phone up to the screen, and we watched as the Hulkster fucking clapped behind you, and he was rocking out.
Did you see me fist bump him?
Yeah. Ooh, no, when was that?
Oh, that's on. It was in the beginning. I gave him the fist bump. Oh, I gave me heart. I gave Nick the fist bump. Yeah, it was a good time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you did. You went that far, right?
Man, you fisted the whole Hogan family, huh?
Hey, man, listen. Tony singing karaoke. The numbers don't lie if that number's correct.
I don't know what that is, dude, but it looks correct to me.
I was actually hoping you'd do a little Louis Prima. That's what I was hoping for.
You know what, man? I don't have the chops. Right. I don't have the chops to do
that. Well, Tony,
Screaming Trees would have been all right.
I'm going to let you know something now. When you go back and you listen to the start of this episode, you never have to worry about anything you've ever said to Kate again. HB double T took care of that.
What happened? Baby.
Oh, boy.
What happened?
He took care of it.
What do you mean, brother? I took some somas. I channeled my inner HBK.
Bro, I'm so glad that hat fit you.
It don't fit. It don't fit. It looks great. Let me tell you, I took some somas, did a couple tequila shots, sexually assaulted her through the stream yard, dropped an H-bomb in her drink, sent her on her way. Suck it!
4 more weeks of this, huh, HK?
It's fucking awesome.
It's going to be great. I just got to decide what week I find Jesus. I'm going to have Rhiannon re-sing Sexy Boy and put her own lyrics to it about me.
Oh, that's awesome.
I wish I had more gear. The shirt sucks shit. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I mean, look, a lot of
I don't like it. Team Sean with a period?
Period.
So fucking put a Sharpie over it or some shit. You got some red tape, don't you?
I just don't like it. I thought, could I get something with like some kind of like Mr. WrestleMania? Something?
Bro, it looks good. Well, we can figure something out. We got 4 more weeks of this. Thank God this April's got 5 Mondays, huh?
Yeah. Couldn't wait.
King Kong Bundy of April.
H-bombs for everybody.
Fuck yeah, dude. Throw it in the fucking British Bulldogs drink for me, too.
That's right. Dig it. Dig them up.
Or Diana's. I forget which one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the weirdest thing about Diana Hart Smith. She was something to look at, but then when she talked, it was like, oh my God, it's fucking British Bulldog. like a fire. It wasn't
bizarre.
Of me. Oh, Jesus.
Kate says, it's a punishment. You aren't supposed to like it. I know.
Very good point. that's
how the fucking POW survive, man.
You'll get your punishment later, sweetie.
Tony, that was tame.
Yeah, that was tame. Yeah.
I can only imagine.
Look, I'm going to find Jesus before the show is over, and everything is forgiven. Don't worry about it.
Okay, and her chesticles are okay tonight?
They're fantastic. HBK is taking great – HB double T is taking great care of them.
The punishment was we're supposed to dress like him, not turn into him.
This is what you asked for. This is what you're going to get. I hope you enjoy it.
I can't wait. I can't wait to go back and watch it.
I can't wait for you to hear about all the picks we got to make this weekend.
Great. Wonderful. Go for another 20 minutes.
Shut up, Bowman.
Nice.
Now, I got to ask you a question. Yeah. How do I leave without ending the show? Because all I see is a big red end button.
I'll get you out of here, okay?
Okay, and just so you know, I found Hotel Diana. I'll have to send you guys some pictures. There was vacancy, just so you know.
Yeah. All right. Don't worry. I found Hotel Diana, too.
The fuck you did?
Good luck out there in Minnesota, buddy.
Oh, drive a straight line right at you.
Lingerie for me.
All right, kick me out. I'll see you guys back when I'm...
Well done.
All right, kick him out.
You did.
Oh, there we go. All right, he's gone. So anyway, fuck was what? Oh, so The Rock
did the territories thing. Like, maybe they're trying to put everything under the, like, the idea that everything was already under the WWE banner was always there, right? They got Brody's in there, Abdul the Butcher's in there, Carlos Colon is in there, right? But now maybe they're trying to spread further and kind of take all these influential people that maybe don't get the recognition they deserve and have them in that. Like, maybe they're trying to make it more like a universal wrestling Hall of Fame versus just, because it seemed like Vince was always like, like, you asked, what about Demolition? And you asked on the Year of Duke and Rogue. Like, they were involved in that CTE lawsuit. So, like, who says that Triple H isn't going to mend the fences with them? And you're going to see Demolition. And, you know, maybe Lex goes in next year. If WrestleMania's in Minnesota, like, Mall of America, you throw Lex in there, you know, like.
Yeah, Darso's a Minnesota guy.
And Darso, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so, I don't know. I think more.
These Did guys they ever deserve... put Rick Rude in?
Yeah, he's in.
Yeah, he's in.
He's in? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yep, he's in. All
right. Yeah, so, like, maybe they just, there's you know, we could get, I don't think the Bulldogs as a team are in.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. Right? No, Davey Boy's in.
Davey Boy went in a couple years ago. That, and you said last week, HK, to watch that A&E thing, and I did.
Yeah. It's good. It's good.
Yeah, it was really good. I watched that, and I watched the Savage Jake Roberts rivalry thing.
Oh. Okay. I can't wait to watch the Daniel Bryan Miz one. The shows are good. Like I said, they're all decent. What was that?
The fuck was that? It sounded
like the fire department over there. In
I live right down the block from one. So
the Miz.
Bryan Danielson.
Yeah, that it was entertaining. It was
entertaining. Two of my favorite wrestlers ever, so I'm definitely watching
it. Yeah, it gave you a little bit more. It gave you a little bit more, I guess, look at their feud and how they managed it. And it was an entertaining watch. I very much the documentary after that was the Roman documentary, and that was
gonna watch that too.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Like, but the only thing with like the Roman documentary is, I guess you didn't really learn anything new.
Well, that's the case with guys like us. That's the case for a lot of these shows.
Right.
Like, we're not going to learn anything that we didn't know.
Right.
Like, unless it's like an independent, like investigator that does it. Like, I felt like Darkseid, we would get the most information of stuff, but we still know everything that happened with all these people pretty much. So, Matt's losing the gloves.
Bro, my gloves hands are off. Red. My hands are red.
Jesus. Oh my god. Is that from the red of the gloves, or is that just you lost all circulation?
Gotta calm down on the pole, buddy.
Yeah, it's from the gloves. Both my hands are red.
Yeah, I bet.
You broke them in that quick, huh? Oh.
Man. Cool. Yeah, so interesting Hall of Fame class. Darkseid this week is Harley Race.
Yeah.
And I think they tell a story of how Vince do they tell that story?
Is he a Vince punching guy?
I think there's a story where Vince tries to do a double leg takedown on him because he wants him to jump to WWF before Starrcade 83.
Yeah.
Harley just puts him in a front face lock and puts him to sleep. I don't know is that a story that they're going to tell? I don't know. That should be a good one, but I can't see. I think this Darkseid this year, it's a lot of like family stuff, like maybe not necessarily bad stuff, but just like the road and the toll it takes on people and their families, I guess.
Who?
Sensational Sherry, isn't she having a dark side? That doesn't end well.
Yeah. I think Harley has some dark stories in his past too that are not really brought up.
I'll fucking kill a guy.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, let's see, what do we got left here?
Pretty sure
season 5.
The Life and Legend of Harley Race is next week. The week after that, Chris Colt, Welcome to My Nightmare. So Chris Colt, he was a wrestler in the 60s and 70s.
He's the one that wrestled on acid.
He was also openly homosexual and worked in gay films after retiring from wrestling. 2 years of alcohol and drug addiction, Colt died in 1995 in a Seattle homeless shelter, allegedly due to complications from AIDS. He was 48 years old. That'll be interesting.
Might skip that one.
I will not. Chris Adams, The Gentleman and the Demon. Sensational Sherry, the week after that. The Sandman in April, and May 7th is Black Saturday.
Nice. Yeah. Good lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. I enjoy the Dark Sides.
I like the Tenta one.
Yeah.
I like I like all the ones this year so far.
Terry Gordy one was banging.
I wouldn't know.
You still haven't fucking watched it, dude?
Still haven't fucking seen it.
Why don't you tape it? Bro, it's gotta be on.
Oh, you fucking asshole. You know why.
No, I know why, but you still haven't got, like...
Is it on Hulu?
Yes, it's. I told you that last week, and you're like, oh, I'm going to have to look it up. And then, you know, it's way past your fucking bedtime because you go to bed like a six-year-old. It's on YouTube for free, too.
YouTube, huh?
What's that about?
What's the YouTube?
that new craze? All the kids are doing it.
Me and my fucking red hands. God damn it. The fuck is wrong with me?
You need work.
Oh, please. I know CM Punk did an interview today. Oh, how about this as we start to wind the show down? They have announced the nights for WrestleMania. Are you ready?
The matches for the nights, you mean?
Saturday and Sunday? What? Okay, okay.
Yeah. Keep fucking around, HK. You'll be on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks next week, okay?
Just drop.
All right, I'll pull my fucking HB double T card. We'll fucking starve you out.
Unsafe working environment. That's it.
You and the fucking PCO.
PCB?
Right. Me and the click over here. I got Big right. Papa Dump down there and
K-Pock.
KJG Pock over here. You saw fucking PJ Polacco in fucking Florida.
Click a Jace.
In his fucking his rehab center, all right? Big Daddy Fool down there.
Margie posted the full video on Facebook, by the way.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to have to pull that.
Hell yes.
Night one, Rock Roman versus Cody Seth. Rhea versus Becky. Gunther, Sami Zayn. Jimmy versus Jay. The Undisputed Tag Team six-pack. Jade, Bianca, Naomi against Asuka, Kairi, Dakota, and Rey and Dragon Lee against Dom and Santos. Night two, Roman, Cody, Seth, Drew, EO, Bailey, Logan Paul, Owens, Orton, LA Knight, AJ Styles, Philadelphia Street Fight.
Wow. Philadelphia Street Fight is the AOP and Cross.
No. Yes.
Wow.
Stop it, Nelly.
Boy, night two seems a little bit more...
Yeah, little top loaded. I figured they would maybe put LA and AJ on night one or something like that.
Me too.
Yeah, just to like counteract. But here's the thing though, like The Rock, you have two big matches right there, right? The tag match main event, and you have Rhea and Becky. That's a huge match. That's a good big time deal. So those are two big time main events right there. So
yeah,
little top loaded on night two, but to be expected. Keep people around.
And then a couple things. If we want to talk a little, CM Punk, he sat down with Ariel Helwani today. He said Nick Khan reached out to him about getting him back in the WWE. A few people knew about his return. AJ, Triple H, Nick Khan, and his lawyers. Also, he said he was really close to returning before, even before his tenure on WWE backstage, and that Nick Khan was the driving force behind that.
Right.
On the visit, he said when he went to Raw, when he was still under AEW contract, the invite came from Bayley.
Hmm. Okay.
And it was after Liv Morgan helped him find his earbuds on a plane from Florida. He says AEW personnel weren't happy about the visit and used the word betrayed to him. On the Vince McMahon allegations, Punk said he saw him once at the gym in the new WWE offices shortly after he returned. He said McMahon hugged him, welcomed him home, and that they should connect at some point. They never did. On the allegations against McMahon, Punk said they are indefensible and horrific, and was surprised McMahon left such a paper trail. He hasn't read through the lawsuit, getting his information via various text message. His biggest concern is for the victims. He had no idea any of this was happening during his time there, and equates coming to terms with the situation as similar to when he had to come to terms with the Chris Benoit double murder suicide. He said he feels better. He feels the business is better now without McMahon in it. Oh, that was it.
Talks about never being able to bury the hatchet with Colt Cabana, saying that he probably wouldn't have a conversation with him unless there were lawyers there. Then that he wouldn't probably be back if Nick Khan wasn't there, which you briefly touched on.
Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't. I you had sent that KJG. I was in the middle of moving wood, so I didn't have time to.
And he goes into deep detail as much as he can about the stuff with Jungle Jack and how like he was totally like calm and just like don't do like he want like apparently Jack Perry wanted to break a window of a rental car. And CM Punk's like, dude, what are you doing? And which led to it's real glass, Punk. Like while everyone, Tony Schiavone, doctors and everyone told him, don't do it, man. It's not smart. And then Tony Schiavone asked Punk to do it, to talk to him, and Punk was very respectful. And yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I didn't know what was happening, and I happened to, like, when I go on YouTube, like stuff that I might like just pops up, and I was like, oh, all right, I'll watch this. And
so you're telling me Jack Perry actually is a jack off?
Evidently,
not a shocker. Not a shocker.
That doesn't surprise me, right?
Nope. Yeah.
Should I very ask respectful, Goldberg very good how that interview. Works?
Yeah. What's that?
He should ask Goldberg how that window works. Yeah. Yeah, car window stuff.
Fucking Goldberg. All right, well, guys, this has been awesome. I think we've had a lot of fun tonight. I think this is a great episode heading into WrestleMania. We had a lot of fun tonight. Special thanks to Kate from Fightful at Miss Kate Faye. Be sure to follow her. She was a great support tonight, and you know this was all in good fun. HB Double T, you'll be back next week. So you better watch yourself. We got a WrestleMania post show next week. It's going to be huge. We're probably just going to be talking about WrestleMania's Nights 1 and 2. Maybe a little Super Card of Honor if anyone watches that, and NXT Stand and Deliver. But I think the main talking point next week will be WrestleMania. I know we didn't do a lot of AEW talk tonight. This is heavy into the WWE world. But it's WrestleMania season, man. And if you want your AEW talk, you can tune into the Mark Order podcast every Wednesday night at about 10:15. Ryan, Asian Joe, Kate, they're doing great things over there, so check them out. Can't put over a year of Duke and Rogue enough. Finally got some acknowledgement on there, even if it was like a big middle finger. But I think Handsome Kevin and Duke do a fucking great job. They're doing WrestleMania 4 to WrestleMania 5. They're at the Saturday night's main event before Survivor Series. So they've done 5 shows so far. Definitely check them out. They're easy listens. They're a lot of fun. You know, Handsome Kevin says a lot of creepy shit. He's a little enamored with... You're a little enamored with Andre's hog, bro. It's...
Yeah, I'm still waiting for Brendan to give me the
details. I gave you the answer.
Not enough, man.
I'm also a little bothered that you don't know that Cheryl Roberts was really his wife.
Yeah, so I completely forgot that. And then I've watched that event so many times, I was like, I'm not gonna look into it. We'll see.
That's his real wife.
It is. What happened to her?
It was. Yeah.
Where is she now?
She was in Morristown last May for 80s Wrestling Con. They did pictures together, but I don't think she's married. Really?
She's not married to Jake anymore.
I can't imagine.
She got out before he was, you know, fucking drunk in his sweatpants with his giant snake at fucking Legends of Wrestling or whatever that fucking pay-per-view is.
You want to play 21? I got 22.
Heroes of Wrestling. Greatest pay-per-view of all time.
Heroes of Wrestling, yes. Brendan, you occasionally make an appearance on Nattering with E and SJ's podcast, no?
Yeah, we recorded one last night, so it should drop this week.
Oh, very exciting.
Yeah.
That's a great question, Mott Spock. Didn't Jake and Cheryl get back together? Her name's spelled with a C. She's not Cheryl Crow, buddy. Come on. What's wrong with you? You know what I'm going to do to you? HB double T? You're doing the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast now, Muckspot. Justin's going to slide in the Ring of Honor revelry, okay? That's what I'm doing over here. I'm pulling strings. I'm moving pieces. Maybe we'll bring back Destruction 101. We'll see if I get a spot at War on the Shore.
There you go.
We'll see. I hope my head doesn't have like a red...
I really hope it does.
I think it's gonna.
There it is. It's not terrible, but it's there.
This is like...
That might be official. I thought there was a chain there that would go under.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
The tag says...
It's official. Like it would go from one side of the brim.
The tag
to the
is
other.
World Wrestling Federation Titan Sports.
Yeah, it's official.
I could be wrong about the chain then. Because I had that hat.
This is a size small, you fucking dickbags. You fucking useless shitheads. You fucking assholes.
This is why you watch till the end of the show every week.
Come on, you fucking piece of shit phone. Fucking focus. I'm taking a picture. I'm sending this to you dickheads. Told this fucking hat didn't fit my stupid head. Oh, no, one size fits all. You're good. I'm over here in the fucking bathroom trying to fucking squeeze this stupid thing on my head before the show. It's all fucking sweaty. It's gross now. Ugh, I gotta wash this fucking thing. Look how wet the inside of this is. Ugh, God, squeeze this stupid little hat on my head for your amusement. What else are you gonna make me do? Fucking get on top of the fucking box and fucking turn the crank, little monkey man. One size fits all my balls. Jesus Christ. Oh my God, I've been wearing these fucking sunglasses for 3 hours. Oh, what the fuck?
Intense.
All right, well, look, guys, this has been awesome. Enjoy this week, man. Have a lot of fun. If you're going to Philadelphia, be safe. Have fun. Meet all your weird wrestling friends. You know, talk to the wrestlers. Buy something from them. Buy them something. Do something nice for the wrestlers. Don't be a fucking creep.
Just want to say real quick, happy birthday to my dad. Today is his birthday. 74 years young. Happy birthday, Pops. Love your brother.
Is your dad going to listen to this?
Nope.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Papa G.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
All right. Thanks for the support, Dad. HB double T. HB double T. You're out. You're going to double A, fucking dad. Kick rocks, all right?
Did your dad listen to this?
Your dad. He's out.
It's your dad.
No, my dad does. My dad barely knows how to pick up the fucking phone. All right, your dad. You're sending your dad. Your dad can do the board for the Mark Order Saturday Night Show. How do you like them apples?
I'll let him know.
Good luck with a collider with fucking Asian Joe and Ryan Schlong.
Papa Schlongo.
Papa Schlongo. Enjoy that. I can't believe how red my fucking hands are. I hope it's not. I hope it comes off.
He really just demoted my dad before he got a job.
Yeah. That's what I do. That's what fucking HB double T does. Dasha Fuentes, she's out of here. Kick rocks, Dasha. AEW says, see you later.
Oh, she
get out of here, really?
It's her and Stu Grayson so far.
I mean, are they really releases, though? Let's be honest.
They're cuts, sir. They're cuts. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be like fucking Parker Bordeaux and fucking Paige Van Zandt. And they'll be like, those people don't even work there anymore, do they?
I didn't realize Stu Grayson was back, so.
Well, you guys are awesome. This was a lot of fun. Enjoy the week. Enjoy WrestleMania. Enjoy NXT's Ring of Honor, all the independent shows. Support your favorites. Enjoy, I'm sure, like Thriller TV or IWC has like a package where you can watch fucking all 700 matches. What are you watching, Brendan? I see. I know you watch the indies.
Oh, absolutely watching Bloodsport.
All right.
I definitely want to see Shayna Baszler on there.
Oh, yeah. Her and Masha, right?
Masha, yeah. Rock and roll. Three feds in one match, basically.
Sorry. I'm like a sweaty mess. All right. Well, let's pull this train into the station. Where's the what do you got? Comment. What do you have to say? Come on, you fuck. Why would the Scott George wants to know why would they release her? She's the Collision Rampage ring announcer. Clearly, she's not doing a good enough job, Scott George. All right, let's see if this works. Let me do it this way so you can do your gimmick. Hold on. Hold, please. You guys can talk about something if you like. Filibuster.
HK, what do you think you're going to be watching during this WrestleMania? Are you going to stick to just WrestleMania most likely? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll watch the SmackDown Hall of Fame, and I'll watch the NXT WrestleMania. I got some guys coming over for Mania Night 1 and then roll that right into Mania Night 2. What I did last year was I actually watched Night 1 again Sunday before Night 2.
Okay.
I might do that.
Makes
that
sense.
Again.
Sometimes I do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Just to make it feel like one big long one WrestleMania. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. That's a lot of time. This weekend is shut down for me. I talked to my wife. I said, it's Mania. It's Mania weekend.
My wife. Alrighty.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. Executive producer is Manny Crezzo. Our producers are Danny Russoniello, Kate Hensler, Matt Garifo, High Five, Tom, Ryan Schlong, Brendan Haney, Mike Peterson, Al Day, Kathy Hummer, William Mercier Jr., Michael Hammond, David Henry Bauer III, and Keith Parker. Special thanks to all our assistant producers as well. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
Good.